you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad Boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ah! And we're going to try and do that, but it's really difficult to get anything by because they watch us with a fine-tooth comb.
Which is hard to do.
We're watched with a fine-tooth comb, really?
He is a hate monger, an anti-Semite, and a racist.
Kevin, I just want to let you know that you're wrong. You're so very wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. You're just wrong.
W-R-O-N-E. Let's let it breathe. You don't create a fine wine and then drink it right out of the grape bucket.
Bean. Seriously? No one cares.
Hey, ladies and gents, way in the back of the house, come on over here. It's me, Lightning, from the world-famous K-Rock. I want to say thank you very much for coming out to Longshot Sports Bar here in Hollywood Park. Bring all your friends out. Bring your dollar beers. Bring your hot dogs. Whatever you're going to do, munch. Get a good spot right here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Give it up for Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
And now,
dude, nah.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Wednesday, the 29th of Blovember.
We're going to miss Cindy.
I think we need to play that whole thing.
At least once.
Tomorrow, maybe we'll play the whole thing as we seal the month, as we say goodbye to another Blovember. Maybe we'll let Cindy finish. Although I don't know if you remember, it has a very ugly ending.
I do remember, yeah, but I find it funny.
Okay,
so we may have to play that tomorrow. We also need to play some more stuff off of our Christmas CD. You know, the Papa Roach song, stuff like that.
Yeah,
we haven't been thinking about playing that stuff yet, so we got to get to that.
It's Christmas time, boys.
That as it is, yes, it is. Lisa, how was your day yesterday?
It was
fine. See a couple plays.
I didn't do anything like that yesterday. Sorry.
Have sex with guys fixing your floor?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Bean, your day?
I was got a couple of curious emails I wanted to mention this morning.
Okay.
One is, you know, everybody in the world thinks they're the first people to find the Britney Spears beaver shot, so they're sending that out like crazy. And it struck me as odd that girls send stuff like that out. Because I don't know why, Lisa. Am I crazy that I thought maybe that a woman might look at that and go, well, I got to protect my sister. I'm not going to contribute to sending out naked, you know, poon shots of a girl.
Because I don't know that they think of Britney as their sister.
Exactly.
You know
there's
what I mean?
No kind of, hey, I'm going to protect my sex kind of thing.
No, Britney is embarrassing her sex.
Just pile
frankly,
on.
Frankly, yeah.
Absolutely just pile
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed that she's a member of femalehood.
I don't think we do that with guys by any stretch. You know, K-Fed, for example, the guys aren't going, hey, he's a brother. We need to stand up for him.
No.
Not at all. I just figured that guys would I expect that from guys. I expect that kind of behavior. I felt like there must be somewhere inside some women, hey, I've got to protect a girl.
Well, first of all, there is somewhere inside some women, but not, hey, I've got to protect.
If it was a female that we admired and thought was a wonderful person, it might be different, but that's sure not Britney.
So like if it had been Julia Roberts, you don't think people would be sending it around or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I think I would feel bad for her, and I probably wouldn't tell everybody, oh, you can check this out.
Or Paris Hilton, like that.
Laughing about it.
Paris Hilton, I can't send it out enough.
Can't, okay. I'm confused. I don't know how this works.
And the other one I got yesterday that struck me as odd, and I know I'm fat and all, but I got an invitation from the Biggest Loser Club. I can join the Biggest Loser Club and get a customized version of NBC's Biggest Loser Diet.
That's awesome.
Is that our Christmas present from someone?
Our experts will develop a personal program based on your unique health and nutrition requirements. And I was like, wow, how about that?
So you think like NBC has spies everywhere and somebody called in and said, there's this guy. You should see him. He needs it.
I wonder if that's the case. I wonder if this is just a random spam email that went to everybody or if only, you know, fat guys.
You know what it is? The supermarkets monitor purchasing, I bet. And they see like 700 packages of Pop-Tarts, 200 packages of Frosted Flakes.
And that's all he gets.
Yeah, that could be what it is.
And then the guy that works the register has a little emergency button and he pushes it and it kind of alerts the police.
Well, I think I may need to sign up then, I guess.
Yeah.
I should click here for your free personalized diet profile and see what they have to say.
Yeah, you should. Absolutely.
I think that would be funny.
And report
and
back
then
to us.
I came in this morning, and apparently the real excitement of all of us is Psycho Mike, who was involved in some sort of a police altercation, arrest, something going on yesterday.
No kidding. What
so
happened?
I'm doing that Circuit City gig we were talking about, giving away Tom Toms.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll be there again tonight in Santa Monica, 4th Street, if you want to come visit me.
How many days in a row are you giving away TomToms?
3 days out of this week.
Wow.
Those of you that don't know what that is, it's a GPS, a portable GPS thing you can take with you. It gives you directions, stuff like that.
So this guy comes up to the K-Rock booth, and he's shaking violently. And I'm just about ready to ask him if he's okay. And he goes, I hate Mexicans.
Oh, no. Why would you say that?
You know K-Rock loves the brown man. So, like, and you half look- the kids that were there were Mexican. I'm Mexican. And I go, well, why would you say that? And he goes, I hate them. He's holding his receipt to some other store, and he's yelling. And then he starts to cry. Okay?
Wow.
And this is a reasonably large dude, and he's obviously either high on PCP, mentally disturbed, or a combination of both.
Right.
So you should say, hey, my brown brothers, let's get him!
And I said, sir, why would you say something like that? You know, I'm more intrigued by him at this point than scared. And he says, I hate Mexicans. I hate you. They stabbed me in jail, and it hurts. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is bad. Because now there's, like, kids walking in and out of the parking lot. I'm like, I'm starting to think of the well-being of everybody.
Which to get Psycho Mike to do that.
Yeah.
That's something.
It's got to be bad.
And then he says, I'm going to hit you with this battery. And he has a car battery.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so now I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to defend myself. I'm going to have to fight for my life, right? So there's a Circuit City dude there, and he happens to be the manager that we talked to, the contact. And I'm kind of motioning for him to come over. And I was like, I think we need to call the cops on this guy. I mean, he's causing problems for everybody. Yeah, you know, he's obviously threatening to the public. And sure enough, they call the cops, and this guy was having none of it. He was doing like, I'm going to walk away from the cops, but I'm not going to run. So he's doing like the Olympic fast walk.
Right.
And the cops don't like that. They're burning by him in their cop car with the spotlight on him. And then they chase him through an alley. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. My God.
Totally awesome.
Dude. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cops. That's odd to hear someone say something like that and mean it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to hit you with this battery.
You don't want me to hit you. I'll hit you with this battery. And he's crying. A grown man crying.
Now, you look Hispanic.
Yeah.
You're half Hispanic, right?
I am half, yeah.
Did he identify you by that, or did you at some point say, hey, I'm part Mexican? Why are you saying that?
Well, like I said, at first I was kind of intrigued by the guy, and we were getting entertainment from it. And then I said, you know, I'm Mexican, and my friend Gil here and my friend Ray here, we're all Mexican. I don't understand why you have such a problem. And then the conversation turned to, I hate you, and then I'm going to hit you with this battery. It was awesome.
I think he would have made the right choice had he hit you with that battery.
I just like people who tuned in the middle of that story wondered why Bobcat Goldthwait was being arrested.
That did sound a little like Bobcat.
Listen to Mike's impression. All right, here's the update before we tell you about today's Kevin Abid Show. Apparently, body mass index, what should it be, Mike, if I'm in ideal health?
Ideal health for men is usually in the mid-teens, you know, 15, 16.
Yeah, mine's 30.
Oh, dude.
Not.
Yeah. According to the chart, mine's 30, and it says my ideal should be 24 is what it says.
Oh, man.
Because you're tall, so, I imagine. But
so I need 1,820 calories a day, which I've already had this morning. So I'm set.
You're done.
Bean would die on 1,800 calories a day.
I think we need to set Bean up
collapse.
On a diet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe in the new year, Psycho Mike can control Bean's food for like 3 months and just see how it works.
Well, I'll die. I won't survive.
Let's do it for a week and see how
cranky he does. I won't live till St. Patrick's Day if Mike's in charge.
All right. Well, let's do it for a week, though. When we get back from the holidays.
Yeah.
It's a
New
great
Year's
time.
Resolution.
New Year's resolution. You're going to eat only what Psycho Mike tells you to eat.
That's maybe the worst idea you've ever had. Hey, what about today's Kevin and Bean show?
A
third of your body is fat.
That seems about right.
You know what's funny about that is Bean has always been kind of on the thin side. He never exercises. He always eats poorly. He just has that metabolism where and his resting
and
heart
height.
Rate is really low.
Well, he's not an obese guy by any means. He's not a fat guy, but it's just that he's devoid of muscle mass.
Right, that's true.
There's zero.
What is there is fat.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We had Incubus in the studios late yesterday. We're going to give you some highlights of that.
Brandon.
Just after 6.
I love him so.
A lot of these Miss Double December contestants who are writing in, by the way, one of the questions is, who do you want to be stranded on a deserted island with? Brandon is winning like 10 to 1. I mean, they can pick anyone in the world. It's not like we give them a list and they select from that list. They can pick anyone. And somehow Brandon Boyd from Incubus is like most girls' dream to be stranded with.
Well, he's beautiful and he's smart.
And he's got a great voice.
And he can sing to you. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
So we got highlights of that coming up just after 6 o'clock here on the world-famous K-Rock. We also have, and this has been coming for a long time, and I'm glad that somebody finally made a product to help this problem. When I leave K-Rock, I have about a 15, 20-minute drive. Mm-hmm. And when I get in my car, I think, oh, my God, I just checked my email 5 minutes ago at work. I don't think I could wait till I get home because my email is so important. I need to check it on the way home.
Maybe you're waiting for an email that's going to tell you you shouldn't go home. You should go do something else.
Exactly.
And then what do you do?
And then what do I do? If I don't check my email in the car,
you're screwed.
I'm screwed. I'll go all the way home and you can see how ugly that would be.
Of course.
Guys, can't those people just text message to your phone?
But you're driving. You don't want to deal with that while you're driving. That's not safe.
So thank God a company has come along, and the company's called iLane Remote Email. And what happens is you can check your email every 30 seconds or however often you feel like you need to check your email by voice. There's a voice that reads your email to you.
See, so much safer.
And then you give your answer back by speaking, and it sends the email to them.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
Because some of us just can't wait till we get home.
Hey, look, let's say you're in the back of a limo even, and you're trying to type and it's bumpy. This is way better. You know, you're trying to text and it's all bumpy.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it when I'm in a limo and I can't text. What the hell?
I don't know. I'm just thinking outside the box.
Well, stop thinking outside the box. So anyway, we're going to talk to a guy today who's created this, and it's an actual program that uses voice prompts to answer email, and we're going to tell him it's a bad idea, because there's nobody that needs to answer their email when they're driving. Seriously.
Well, seriously. Do you think that's less safe than texting? Because people get an access
text
all the time when they're texting.
I would imagine it's the same thing.
About the same,
yeah.
You think?
Don't you think so?
Well, I think it's like talking on the phone, which I don't think is as dangerous as texting.
No, because you're looking down.
Yeah.
Of course, but only if you have, hands-free. But anyway, for those of you that can't be away from your email for more than 30 seconds at a time, this is for you.
Okay.
You know Lightning's going to get this.
Oh, yeah.
Also on today's show, we're going to talk about great Christmas gifts. We have a bunch of suggestions for you, because at this time of year, it's one of those times when you go, man, I know this guy. I know this girl.
I need some ideas.
I don't have any idea what to get. It just seems, it's so difficult.
Yeah.
So we have some great suggestions for you, including the 1 minute drink chiller.
And we want to hear your suggestions,
sure,
too. Great stuff you've stumbled across.
The stargazing Barca Lounger and the hot diggity dogger. Those are all coming up. We'll tell you about those this
morning. Bean would love both of those items.
There is an educational study that came out, and thank God for these people doing this research, because how else would we know that women talk 3 times as much as men?
Duh.
Shocking. Shocking, I tell you.
That's just not possible. It's got to be like at least 10 times. Right?
Oh,
I mean,
well,
they undershot it.
Three seems low. I agree.
They undershot it on this study.
I'm guessing there's a few chatty Cathy guys that tip it over.
Probably, yeah.
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 But for the most part, yeah, it's 10 to 1.
But we also have Dr. Mo, who's a friend of ours. He's a doctor, and he's doing a show on Bean, what channel? Do you remember?
The Discovery Channel?
Discovery, I think.
TLC, I think.
Okay.
And I guess it's called Bad Things That Happen in the Emergency Room or something to that effect.
Great.
Yeah. So, and he says it's ultra gross.
Yes.
And he wanted to warn us about that before we decided to put him on. And we said, bring it on, Dr. Mo.
Hey, you can't have too much pus. That's the motto of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Gross this out. Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we got a pamphlet kind of from our lawyers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's called Words Hurt and Harm. A primer for on-air talent and programming personnel, how to develop greater awareness of and learn to avoid the use of racial and ethnic stereotypes and slurs. So I think we need to maybe go through this and learn.
Well, I know we do.
It's time to learn a little something.
Wait, this is really going to shut us.
And that's coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. And we'll share that with you, too, so that you can also stay out of trouble. It's 5:44. We'll take a quick break, and we will come right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's 5:52. Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Congratulations to Mia Hamm, soccer star, and her husband, Dodgers star Nomar Gasiaparra.
Psycho Mike's man crush right there.
Yeah, I know. He loves him some Gasiaparra. Yep. The two of them are expecting twins early next spring. How great are those athletes going to be, those little baby athletes?
They better be,
yeah.
Put them right into some sort of special camp or something. The minute they come out of the uterus, just put shoes on them and put them on a field somewhere.
It's so funny if they were completely non-athletic. They would tie them to a tree and throw balls at them until they got it.
Two baby beans. Just blow. 30% body fat. Hey, laying all over the couch, watching television.
I was pretty decent at Little League, by the way, just so
oh,
you know.
I wasn't the worst job at Little League. No possible way.
Only I'm because you would take a pitch to the head probably every other at bat and you got on the base a lot. That's all.
When I was 12, I had it going on. That's what I'm saying.
You don't even remember when you were 12. How the F do you know how you were in Little League?
Well, he might as well make up a good memory.
Well, yeah. You know what? When I was 6, I was doing a long division in my head.
I was a chemist when I was 8.
All lies. I cured polio at 2.
Played for the Dodgers when I was 11.
Congratulations to Matt Lauer and his wife, Annette. They gave birth to a son yesterday morning. These bastards.
What?
This is what they called the kid. Tice.
Yes.
T-I-C-E?
No, that's the thing. It's a Dutch name, Lisa, and it's spelt, write this down, T-H-I-J-S.
No.
T-H-I-J-S.
Family name.
I-J-S.
What could go wrong with that?
But it's pronounced Tice. But at least it's spelt Thigis. F you, Matt Lauer, and your whore wife.
Can you imagine in school they're going to call roll and this poor kid's just going to be known as T or his life is over?
Is Thigis Lauer here? No, ma'am, it's pronounced Tice.
Well, how can that be Tice?
All the letters are silent.
Oh, that's a crazy language, that Dutch.
Yes, yeah. So don't use it for names. Tice.
Unless
you're a character on Fastlane, your name shouldn't be Tice.
Glick is also that
that's
in
right.
that category.
Good news for me, fellas.
Yeah?
Hillary Duff and Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. Over. Finished. After 2.5 years together, that relationship has broken up.
Did she finally realize that they thought they were hood rappers and that they're not?
She finally
come to that realization?
She finally listened to a disc. You know, this was doomed from the outgo. She's 27. I mean, he's 27. She's 19.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's a bad time of life to have that many years between you, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, he's in Good Charlotte.
The good news is, my age and Hillary's age, perfect.
Really?
Yes. Oddly enough, it kind of goes around again.
Interesting.
Can you get past the chiclet teeth?
I think I can.
Okay.
And if, I'd like to get past your teeth, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think I'd want to take that chance.
I don't even know what that means. Reverend Jesse Jackson has demanded that the entire entertainment industry ban all use of the N-word.
Yeah, I heard that.
How are we going to do our show?
It's not going to work.
First of all, we can't. Second of all African-American entertainers are going to have to change their language.
The entire rap industry just filed for bankruptcy, by the way.
Poor Snoop.
No way they can operate whatsoever.
Can you imagine rappers trying to stop using that word?
Yeah, but I can't do it, man.
My brother...
Page 6 in the New York Post has more information about the breakup of Pam Anderson and Kid Rock. Yesterday I told you it was because of Borat.
Right.
They're also saying Kid got tired of Pam going out all the time, leaving him behind to babysit her two kids, Brandon and Dylan, from Tommy Lee, as well as his son, Bob.
Huh.
She would take off and run around, and he would be left at home with the kids. Seems like a bad deal.
I just think it's funny his son's name is Bob.
That's his name.
I know, isn't that funny? Bob. You know what's weird
it's
is
not Tice.
Exactly. It's not anything. It's Bob.
You know what's weird is she always has struck me as a pretty good mom. Like as somebody who takes care of her kids a lot, doesn't have nannies do a lot of it, takes him to school.
Seems
all
like
that stuff.
She spends a lot of time with her kids.
Yeah. It's a little odd.
Apparently, Kid Rock also a little suspicious about the whole Pam miscarriage thing.
What does that mean?
Bob never saw any proof or heard from her at any time that she was pregnant. Then suddenly she announces she had a miscarriage. So
what does he think is really going on then?
They're not spelling it out, but I think he's saying either she lied about being pregnant or she was pregnant perhaps from another source and did not inform him. So there was a lot of suspicious activity surrounding her pregnancy. So.
And did you know that the OC Weekly has staples in the weekly?
All right.
They
Roddy, I got
that. That's not helpful.
Thanks for that update.
And you know, Scientology isn't the only nutty celebrity religion out there. Jim Carrey has introduced his girlfriend, Jenny McCarthy, to his religion, and apparently it's bringing them closer. According to Us Weekly magazine, Jim practices oneness.
Oneness?
It's a religion called oneness.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
It apparently encourages its followers to live life totally and to be true to all human beings. That sounds bogus.
Bono the god in this religion? Because he's always talking about that one BS.
I don't know, but Jenny has embraced it as well. And the couple's thinking about marrying at a oneness center in India. Apparently that's the center of oneness there in India.
Seems like I heard something about him clearing out all his stuff out of his house. Do you remember that? Trying to declutter it?
No.
Simplify his life.
I have a Jim Carrey filter in my head. I don't retain anything about him.
Can two people marry in a one ceremony? Because it seems like that would be a violation of the whole one thing.
But the two become the one.
Oh.
Yes, then you must sit on the back of the elephant and never scratch where the cow sits.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
Now, is this the kind of thing that people are going to stay away from because it's Jim Carrey, or is it going to be a whole nother Madonna thing where you, she's hip, you got that little string on your wrist.
I've got my oneness bracelet on now.
Yeah,
if it comes with jewelry, they're going to be on board.
I don't think Jim Carrey and Jenny McCarthy are nearly popular enough to promote a religion, quite frankly.
Good.
And Kevin Federline is just burning through his has-been-ness at warp speed. Faster than anyone I've ever seen. Just go through that whole sort of downward spiral into oblivion. He's tearing through all the steps. He's already had the failed music career. Now he's already jumping on the reality TV train. Apparently he is going to be one of the B-list celebrities on the British reality show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Wow, that was fast.
And who's going to be more boring than him?
Like the Surreal Life guys, you know, usually they have a whole career behind them before they take the step of going to the reality TV
At least 10, 12 years of moderate
success. They used to be a kid star or something. Anyway, they had an actual career before they took that step. He's just beelining right to the disaster.
Well, you had to know it once he got to the shouting match with Omar phase. You knew it wasn't long before he ended up with reality TV.
Apparently, Kevin will be co-starring along Grace Jones. You know Grace Jones,
sure.
The club singer?
Sure.
Giant black woman?
Yep. Sure.
And Adam Ant. See, for instance, Adam Ant had a career.
Yeah, there we go.
20 years ago, but still had a career. Now, Federline joining Adam
Ant. Can't wait till Federline shows up with his wigga talking. And there's a big black woman in there that's just going to slap it right back out of him.
She could kill him.
Yeah.
She's like 7 feet tall. It's got the reach.
Be awesome.
Yeah, it would be great. And lastly, Lindsay Lohan is bidding for the movie rights to the life story of Stevie Nicks.
Does she want to play
Apparently
Stevie
Lindsay
Nicks?
Wants to play Stevie Nicks on the big screen.
Does she have a voice that bad?
I guess she does.
It's heading that direction.
To match Stevie Nicks?
She's smoking it down to that level.
All right.
Who wants to see a movie about Stevie Nicks, first of all?
I can't imagine.
And then Lindsay Lohan wants to play her.
Yeah, that's bad
on
everybody.
Two strikes.
Third strike, she should get 25 to life.
It's a rough day in show business news, I'll tell you. It's very frustrating. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jonathan Knight from the New Kids on the Block.
Really? He's still considered a celebrity?
Well, I just wanted to sing that song a little bit. He's 38 years old today. Don Cheadle.
Oh, he's great.
Terrific actor, 42 years old today. Tom Sizemore, actor and self-made porn star, 45 years old today.
And somehow less on the body fat scale than Bean.
Isn't that odd? Andrew McCarthy. Remember him from all those Brat Pack movies?
Sure.
St. Elmo's Fire, Mannequin.
Yes.
Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah.
I would probably recognize him. Maybe if I saw him.
Andrew McCarthy!
I can't. There's no picture coming to my head.
Andrew McCarthy!
Not a picture.
Everyone knows him.
Head empty of pictures.
empty of a lot of things. He's 44 years old today. What are the odds Judd Nelson and Andrew McCarthy born back-to-back days?
They
Crazy.
Must be exactly
that's,
the same
that's
person.
That's Brat-pack-tastic right there. Howie Mandel. Birthday or no birthday? I'll have to go with birthdays. 51 years old today. Did you see him on Studio 60? He played the host of the fictional Saturday Night Live type show on there. It was actually pretty funny. And Joel Coen of the directing Coen Brothers, of course, brought us The Big Lebowski and
brilliant.
Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Blood Simple and Fargo. How good are those guys?
Wow.
Fantastic.
52 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph has been showing up early and staying late lately. There's a project that you seem to be very excited about this time of year every year, Ralph.
Well, I like to take it upon myself to provide the K-Rock listeners with the best possible research when it comes to crowning our new Miss Double December.
It's the most exciting time of the year.
We've been doing this for years now, and we've been getting lucky. Year after year, we seem to find a good-natured, smart, funny spokesperson for the Kevin and Bean Show, and she also happens to have giant gazabos.
Double D's, yeah.
And loves to make out with Lisa May, and that's also a very important part of the joke.
That's a plus.
Absolutely.
You know, our system has worked quite well because you're right, the last 2 years especially, we've had really great Miss Double Decembers that we want to stick around, you know, in the years to come.
Three out of the past 4 years we've had great Miss Double Decembers.
That's right, three out of four.
We had Melissa.
All but that fourth one.
We had Melissa and Christy and Yasmin this year. And
that chick was pregnant.
The chick who got pregnant.
Veronica. Oh, I love
And quit
Veronica.
After a week.
But I'm telling you, we just started the application process this week, and already we're getting some spectacular candidates. Looks like it's going to be a banner year this year. Lauren is especially one of my favorites.
Okay.
She looks good.
All right.
Katie. Katie's a front runner right
sure.
there.
Ooh,
Claudia, who came by our CD signing, actually. I don't know if you remember Claudia or not. She came through
I
the line.
I do remember
oh,
her.
Yeah. Yeah. Jessica. We've got a bunch of good candidates this year. But I still say, if you're thinking about entering, there is plenty of room. We've got a couple front runners, but there's plenty of room. We're taking solicitations for the rest of the week. Friday at 5 o'clock is when we're cutting off the application timetable. So if you have any inclination, get yourself a full-length photo. And also go to the K-Rock website. We've got 5 questions there for you to answer, along with sending your photo in. And you send them in to us here on the show. And over the weekend, we'll take a look at the all the submissions. And we'll pick out the 10 top finalists. And we will put them up on the K-Rock website. And then the K-Rock listeners get to vote and help us choose which one is going to be Miss Double December 2007.
I got to ask a question here.
Yes.
And it's good that we have a lot of inputs. Good that we have a lot of people who are going to be contributing to making that final 10, because you never want to fall into the trap of just having one person's
no.
taste.
Right. It's a consensus.
Right. What's going to be the ruling on Porky, though? I just feel like somebody should ask at this point. I mean, are we going to put Porky out there for people who may like that a little bit?
No, we don't have
a fetish or niche category with Miss Double December. There has to be a consensus.
We're not doing a bottom 10.
Some people here at the show want to list not just the top 10 competitors, but also the people we think are the bottom 10 competitors. Putting them up on the website.
What's the best part of American Idol?
The bad auditions.
The beginning, when they're awful.
Yes.
Most interesting part.
Right.
But Kevin, if we've got girls out there who are brave enough to send us photos to audition because they're fans of the show for Miss Double December, I don't think we publicly humiliate them.
Yeah, we don't want to embarrass
them by
and
putting
them
up on the
that's
site.
That's Bean saying that, by
right.
the way.
Yeah,
so that's
me.
How
here's
bad
the thing about
has
no
is.
Heart whatsoever.
Exactly.
Here's the thing about that. We're actually doing her a favor by saying you might not want to send in your photos of these situations anymore.
But you're not really, because look at this one. We won't say her name, but here's a girl who obviously has some things going for her.
Sure.
Yes, she does.
But she's probably not going to win.
And I wouldn't put her on the bottom 10. So far, we only have one.
But we don't have that many submissions. If you're looking for 10 on the bottom after we get 10 that are on the top, the girl like this is going to end up on
she's
there.
Not.
And she's going to be mocked.
She's not. We'll only put as many of them as we have. So far, we have one.
So you're going to pick out who you think is ugly, and you're going to put them up there. That's what
someone
you're
help me here. Thank you. Bean, Lisa, you all saw her.
But we're not going to put her up on the website for public
we're
mockery.
Not.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, Kevin, on Kevin's website, kevin.com, you can go to and see all the failed
KevinJewelers.com.
Like, the one you just held up, Ralph, the Butterface, she just won't be on the site at all then, right? She just won't. She's somewhere in the middle beyond.
It would be kinder just to not post her picture.
I do, too.
Thanks for entering.
I'm going to do the top 10.
Thanks for entering, but there were 10 other girls who were ahead of you. This girl may go through her entire life thinking she was 11. That's fine with me.
That's
the beauty of that is she can think, oh, I just missed out. I was number 11. I could have been in the top 10.
If you go to a comedy club and Seinfeld comes out and Leno comes out and then the Armenian comedian comes out, shouldn't somebody give him some actual reaction to his show and say, dude, you're not anywhere near any class of comedian that you could even picture in your mind? You're doing him a favor.
These women are sending in a picture, not applying for a lifetime job.
It's
very different.
It's just good sport, as they say.
All right,
we'll
figure it out. So Friday night at 5 is the deadline, though, if you want to enter. I guarantee you that we only have one person in that other category so far. So don't worry about that.
I didn't look at all the photos, but because my eyes were hurting too much, but is Porky eating in any of the pictures?
Will you stop it?
No, I was just asking. I didn't.
I think she has a mouthful at one point, yes.
Okay.
Stop. Well, we're talking about going to the K-Rock website, which you can find a way to enter your pictures at krock.com. There's also a place on the K-Rock website, the Kevin and Bean page, where you can vote for your favorite Clippers song. We've had two different Clipper fans make songs recently. We put them both up, and we decided to go ahead and let you vote. And one of them is Petros Papadakis. Petros,
that's right. It's the best song ever written.
Now, you are a Clipper fan.
The biggest Clipper fan in Los Angeles.
Okay.
He's Sylvester the Cat.
And the pig.
And what made you do this song? Can you give us a little...
I was eating some celery sticks and melted Gouda with canola oil.
Uh-huh.
And decided to make a song about the Clippers.
You are spitting all over me. Here's the song from Pete.
I'm in love with the Clippers. Where's Block and Ralph holding? The microphone like a pole. I'm in love with the Clippers. Black Slang and Cat Slash and Chris Slammin'.
Came in hand, look like Marilyn Manson with the Clippers.
Cause every man's team, you got a playoff berth. Pump the Lakers too, that's what Sam Cassell's work. You see, I love them Clippers, cause safety shows me love. Ice cream and popcorn free when I hit safety's club. Lawler's law don't lie, living substantial fly, running up and down the floor. Oh my God, they fly so high.
Okay, so that's that song.
That's a good song. Clippers are on fire right now, too, by the way. All this new talk of the L.A. Clippers has just vaulted them right into losing five in a row.
Hey, oh, how dare you.
Hey, Dave, what made you think we did not want to talk to you here? Dave, the King of Mexico, did a song about the Clippers. The Clippers,
he's wearing his Clippers shirt today, by the way.
Clippers lost to Sacramento last night, 80-93. And the game before that, they lost to Denver, 103-88. And the night before that, they won in lost in Minnesota, 104-96. And then they lost to Seattle, 95-85. And they lost to the Lakers, 105-101. So their last five games in a row,
they're sandbagging.
They're
sandbagging.
They're good enough that they don't have to try at the beginning.
They're just messing around with the rotation
lulling,
right
they're
now.
They're lulling other teams into a false sense of security.
Because they're shooting so bad right now that everyone's going to be like, oh, do they blow this here?
And then they flip the switch.
Turn
right?
it on. Oh, boom.
It's going to be awesome.
You're sticking with that story?
I am.
All right, here's the King of Mexico song.
The Clipper Nation's back. Yeah. The Laker fans don't know how to act. Yeah. The Lakers suck, and we know that. Yeah. We're playoff bound, and that's a fact. Yeah.
Tell them who they are.
Elton Brand. He cleans the boards, cause he's the man. Gattino Mobley cuts through the lane. Sam Cassell has a poster game.
Tell them who the fans.
Tony Jack got Malcolm in the middle. Tony Jack got Michael Clark Duncan. Tony Jack got Penny Marshall. Tony Jack got Dancing Daryl. Tony Jack got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Got King of Mexico. You know, I'm tired of Kevin being a psycho Mike not giving the Clippers their props. With a team that also has Maggette, Thomas, Ross, Livingston, and Kamen, it's over. You know who's the best in the West? There ain't no Warriors. There ain't no trails blazing. The Lakers are drying up. The suns are setting. Clipper Nation number one. 2006, you know they're going all the way. King of Mexico, and I'm out.
Come on.
That song's good.
You know they're going all the way with their five last losses in a row.
Dude, so, we're going to turn it around tonight against Memphis.
It's a long season, Dave. Don't lose heart. That's what I'm saying.
If you don't mind me reading the last seven Laker games, we would go with win, 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 loss, win, loss. That's the last seven Laker games.
Yeah. How many rapes, though?
Clippers? Clippers? Lose, 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 lose.
Who did they play? Seriously.
You can hear both Clipper songs at krock.com. You go to the Kevin Amin section, and it is enabled so that you can vote. Anyone want an update? I think this voting, by the way, is going to go through Friday. I think Friday morning we'll have the P on, and maybe we'll unveil the final results of whose Clipper song did better on the website.
By the way, Dave said something about them playing the Clippers. The last time they played, I believe it was 105-101 Lakers.
Yeah. That is correct, yes.
Back to you, B.
As of this morning, voting at krock.com, the King of Mexico, 65% of the vote.
Wow.
Petros Papadakis down to 35%. The King is pulling it away right now.
This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
659, KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beak. What around?
Snoop can't seem to stay out of trouble. Rapper Snoop Dogg arrested yesterday for investigation of illegally possessing a handgun and drugs as he left NBC Studios after performing on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, Burbank police said.
Dude, you never know when Leno's going to pull a piece, pull the heater, you know? You got to be ready.
Well, obviously they had Snoop targeted. As he pulled out of the driveway, they pulled him over, and inside the car, they allegedly found a firearm and some cocaine and some marijuana and a false compartment in his vehicle.
Oh.
He's the James Bond of drugs.
Wow. You got to get me a false compartment.
Now, does he have to do anything to get pulled over, or they just automatically run him down if they see him?
DWS, driving while Snoop.
Yeah, they've
no, special category.
They got him tagged, obviously. This is the third run-in in recent couple months that Snoop's had trouble with the law.
Ralph, don't they need a reason to pull him over?
That's what I'm wondering.
He's Snoop!
No, but I mean, legally, that's not going to hold up. Oh. They need a reason to pull him
not
over.
Not if he was already under investigation for something.
Really?
That's a probable cause. They can just, if there's a current investigation regarding...
Or someone tipped them
yeah,
off.
Yeah, something, if it's an ongoing investigation, they can pursue it by
investigating, and that's what they did.
I think one of those officers along the way put a bug someplace in his car so the PD can just follow him wherever he is. Where's Snoop? Oh, he's over by the mall. Someone go pick him up.
Apparently, an additional follow-up to this investigation led detectives to obtaining a search warrant for the vehicle, so they had it ready when they pulled him over, and yeah, he's had some legal problems lately.
Yeah.
Both airports, John Wayne Airport, also the airport at LAX.
You stay away from airports.
And the Tonight Show. So, he's out on bail now, and charges are still pending, so we'll give you more on that story as
we... See how they come at black people?
Hear about it. Britney Spears is selling some of her possessions to raise money for the Britney Spears Foundation. This is a group that provides for children in need. Hope her first two kids are on the list. She's selling stuff out of her closets, cleaning out her closets, and just selling stuff she doesn't need anymore. 170 different items will be up for auction, clothing, accessories, and this is my favorite item that I plan to bid on myself. This is her high school handwritten book report on a translation of Sophocles' Antigone. Or Antigone, as Kevin would say. It's estimated to go between $500 and $700. And I'm telling you, it's going to be the read of the year in terms of comedy.
No kid.
I'm sure of it. Reportedly, she got a respectable 88 out of 100 points on the report. And the teacher wrote such comments on it as, "Nice cover." So you know it's got to be good when the teacher's wow. trying to find something to compliment, and she goes right for the cover. Watch out for spelling mistakes. Another item was written on it by Spears' teacher, so this is going to be good.
She's selling any of those razors she so obviously is using every day?
Yeah, apparently some of those will be going. Well, if you've seen the photos, you know what Bean's talking about. Great list. You know, I love me some lists, and TV Land is doing a TV series that debuts on December 11th of the 100 greatest TV quotes and catchphrases in the history of television.
Oh, TV okay. quotes and catchphrases.
Yeah, you know, there's been a long line of famous catchphrases the characters have had on television.
Like Book 'em, Dano.
Exactly, Lisa. Book 'em, Dano's right there on the list.
To the Batcave.
Actually, Holy Blank Batman is one of the ones that made the line. Anything, you can fill in anything there.
Yeah.
Let me name some other ones, see if you know where they came from. Come on down!
Price Right.
Price is Right, of course.
Hey!
Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Fonzie from Happy Days. And that's the way it is.
Walter Cronkite.
Old guy from CBS News. Right, okay. CBS TV News. Of course, no!
Homer
Simpsons.
Yeah. Denny Crane.
Denny Lawson Crane.
That made it. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
The Hulk.
Incredible Hulk.
Oh, the Hulk, okay.
I love that there's two of the same exact catchphrases on the list. Hey, 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 and hey, hey, hey.
I don't know what hey, hey, hey.
Oh, Fat Albert. And hey, hey, hey from What's Happening. So, okay.
Oh, how about that?
Great list. You can see more of it on TVLand.com, but this is going to be fun.
What you looking at? That should be on there.
It is. Right. What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
That's right.
One Small Step for Man. One Giant Leap for Mankind.
TV show. That
made it from the broadcast, of course, on the moon.
Ralph, you said this could be a show on TV Land?
A five-part TV series on TV Land that starts airing December 11th and will air five consecutive nights. So they'll count down to the number one greatest TV quote or catchphrase of all time.
Awesome. Sounds like fun.
Dynamite. That's on there.
Yep. Sure.
Danger Will Robinson. That's on there.
Sure.
Well, isn't that special?
Remember the church lady?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That's on there.
Yeah.
So, good times. And I wish Kevin Smith was here to commiserate with me.
Why? What happened?
Comic book illustrator Dave Cockrum has passed away. Of course, you guys know Dave Cockrum was the guy in the 70s who took the X-Men and did a complete rehaul on it, making it one of the most popular comic books in history.
I don't know that as much as I know his last name is Cockrum.
Cockrum, actually.
Well, don't care about the last part of it.
He created such characters as Storm, Mystique, Nightcrawler, and Colossus, who all went on to become part of the X-Men in the X-Men movies. So he created all those characters.
Quite a contribution.
He passed away from diabetes and related complications, according to his wife, Patty. He was found dead in his favorite chair at his home early Sunday morning in his Superman pajamas with a Batman blanket pulled up over him. Dave, I'm not kidding, Dave will be cremated in his favorite Green Lantern t-shirt. So,
wow.
We'll miss you, Dave.
Bean, have you noticed that Ralph is reverting back to his comic book childhood person again?
More and more.
Every day. He's just a big guy. He was a big guy in comic books. He's a legend.
Every day he spends more time talking. He's going to have like a show on the Sci-Fi Channel soon or something.
Oh, that'll never happen.
He's crazy.
That would never happen. Today's celebrity birthdays, Joel Cohen of the
directing Coen Brothers. The Big Lebowski, one of my favorite films directed by them. Also Fargo. How great is that movie?
Oh
brother.
Yeah,
out.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'll do a gosh darn car count right now. Yeah, I'm cooperating here.
52 years old today. Howie Mandel, Deal or No Deal, Saying Elsewhere, is a popular stand-up act. 51 years old today. Tom Sizemore, who used to be an actor.
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah. Now he's just having drugs and having sex on tape. 45 years old today. Don Cheadle. Talk about good actors.
He's great. No kidding.
42 years old today. And Andrew McCarthy, one of Kevin's favorite actors. When you say Andrew McCarthy, Kevin, boom, an image comes right to his mind. And he says, I loved him in...
Fletch.
Yes. So good in Fletch.
I don't know. I can't picture him.
It's St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah.
Pretty in Pink, too, wasn't
Pretty
he?
In Pink. Oh, big breakout for him, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Mannequin. Remember Mannequin?
Don't care.
He's Mannequin. He had that mannequin. He fell in love with that mannequin. Remember that? Kim Cattrall was the mannequin, and he was in love with her. She was Mannequin.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No.
Yeah. Good movie. Mannequin.
Wasn't there Mannequin 2?
There was a Mannequin 2.
There was.
Did they say that word a lot?
I don't think he was in Mannequin 2.
She wasn't?
I don't think he was.
She was.
I think John Cryer stepped in or somebody.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Weekend at Bernie's, exactly.
Weekend at Bernie's, Kevin.
Now you know the guy I'm talking about.
The guy that pulls the guy
not
around?
Not Jonathan Silverman, but the other guy who carries Bernie around.
Yes. Now I know who you're talking about.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Do you have a picture in your mind?
Yes.
What's he look like?
He's
described the picture.
He's black. Yeah. He has white arms.
All right, my bad. You knew exactly what I was talking about. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's say good morning to Ben Miners, who's the project manager for iLane. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Do I have this right that we can now check and respond to our email while driving?
That's correct. iLane is a solution that takes hands-free devices one step further to allow you to interact with your email without touching your phone.
It seems like such a simple idea. I'm surprised this hasn't already been available. It seems like the technology has existed for a long time.
That's very true, and we've actually had that comment quite often. And we're actually surprised ourselves that.
So how does this work? Do you have to have, I don't know, BlackBerry or something in your car that can, you know, wirelessly hook up with this box? Or how does it work?
So you're right.
Okay.
You do need a smartphone or PDA, like a BlackBerry, a Palm, Windows Mobile, or a Symbian device. And this device, you just plug into your cigarette lighter.
Mm-hmm.
No professional installation required.
All right.
And it automatically manages all those incoming events.
So it starts reading out loud in somebody's voice your email.
Do you get to pick the voice?
Yes, you have a choice, male, female, and a wide variety of languages.
Yes.
Oh.
That's awesome. Because when I was in Indianapolis last year for the Final Four, I think it was, I had a woman in Japanese telling me which way to go the whole time. That's good times right there.
And you didn't understand a word.
Not a word.
You know, I wish there were some sort of a holiday coming up where gift-giving is appropriate, because this sounds like the kind of item that would be just perfect for somebody this time of year.
Is this available yet, Ben?
It's actually not available right now, but
not.
It will be first quarter 2007.
Okay.
So I guess there are people who do, like our producer Lightning, for instance, who's on his BlackBerry all the time. He's text messaging all the time. This would be 100 times safer than trying to text message and read while you drive if you're just using the voice activated, right?
Absolutely.
I guess if that's what you're looking for, it would also be much safer not to do it either, but I guess that's not an option.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm hands-free in my car, but I do get on my phone, and I'm kind of used to it now, and there are times when I find myself itching to talk to someone while I'm driving, which I know is bad.
No, what could go wrong there? No, I'm just saying.
But I'm hands-free.
I'm just saying.
People are going to do stuff in their car.
Those people that think they are that important that they need to answer their phone in their car, their email.
Dave answers his phone in the movie theater.
I'm just saying, I'm guessing that accidents are going to go up, not down.
But wait, I don't see any difference in Ben's product, though, than talking on a telephone, on a hands-free phone. It seems like it would be exactly the same, except you're talking to a machine rather than talking to a person.
I guess you would have to compare it to doing email in your car any other way, which then would be much better.
How accurate are, when I email someone back vocally, how accurate are those emails?
Oh, that's a very good question. Current technology provides low 90% accuracy in converting voice to text.
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's not at the point where we're comfortable, you know, 10 out of 100 words in your email being wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
True. So you say into it, respond, that's just some bad luck. And then they come back with the F word. You go, no. Don't send. Yeah. Send, okay.
And what if you have like a or a in there? Does it do that?
The responses, there's actually two types of responses. One is actually a voice recording. So it compresses your audio and sends it off with the email.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, okay.
And the other is a prepared template.
Oh, so you have kind of a generic thing that you can send out to a lot of people.
What, something that says, I got it, and I'll respond in the next hour or something?
Exactly. Most of the time we've seen people just say, I'm in transit, I'll get back to you soon.
I'm in my car, I just got in an accident, I'll get right back to you.
So in other words, if I understand, and Ben Miners is on the line, he's the project manager for iLane. It's iLane.com if you want to check it out. So you can't dictate and have an email message sent back, right? You can send a voice message or you can send a template.
That's correct. And it's
gotcha.
Safer this way. There's no need to get those mispronunciations and the translation issues.
Yeah, I think it'd be great to be able to just send a voice message.
Here's the way I envision myself using iLane. And that is just like it sounds, ilane.com. I see myself as listening to my email in the car as I'm driving.
You've got mail.
Crush a twisted teen's hot f***s. There are many smoking hot chicks just waiting to meet you.
Okay.
What will these teens do to get you on the internet?
Okay, D-A-D-A, I think that's...
Dirty Sanchez?
What?
Or right. The Screaming Porpoise?
Okay.
Please respond and your dreams will come true.
And you don't pass on that email. You just let that one go, right?
And then there's the Viagra email. And
sure, yeah. You can refinance
What's
your
that?
Home, Kevin.
Hit one to repeat.
You've got mail.
Crush a twisted teen.
I listen to this all the way home.
There are many smoking hot chicks.
All right, Ben Miners has been our guest. Ben,
teens do to all get right, you on the internet.
That's fine. We got to thank you
much, Kevin.
Okay.
Dirty Sanchez.
That's enough, Kevin. We're out of time.
Screaming Porpoise.
We're out of time. We got to go. Ben, when is the product available for purchase for our listeners?
It will be available through wireless carriers, first quarter 2007.
Fantastic.
Okay. Crush a twisted teen's hot
I repeat it. What do you want me to
there
do?
Are many smoking hot chicks.
Listen to this message all the way home.
Well,
thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
You on
the internet.
Bye.
DVDA, Dirty Sanchez, or the Screaming Porpoise.
Yes.
Please respond.
It is a miracle that we're able to get any work done around here because it seems like we spend most of our day reading memos and filling out paperwork and sending it back to corporate. What's going on these days with all this stuff coming from headquarters?
Well, we have a big company and they have a huge cover their ass policy.
Yep.
And so they send out things. Every day we get something that says, Kevin, please sign at the bottom. Bean, please sign at the bottom. And I sign Mickey Mouse and Bean usually doesn't sign.
I don't sign it at all. And we never read any of it. We have no idea what it is we're signing. But you got to get them off your back because they just hound you if you don't read all this paperwork. And I guess a lot of it, like you say, has to do with covering your butt so that they you can't go to them later and go, oh, I didn't know I wasn't allowed to pin Lisa May up against the wall in the men's room. You know, that sort of thing.
You're
or
not?
Whatever.
No,
whatever.
There's an exception for that. So this particular pamphlet, maybe a short book, is from our lawyers, and it says, words hurt and harm.
Aww.
How to develop greater awareness of and learn to avoid the use of racial and ethnic stereotypes and slurs. We have the wheel o' racial stereotypes. I think we're way out ahead of this one.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. This is a topic that we've addressed for years on this program.
Here's the thing about this, though. They lose all credibility when they say these words. Given your important roles in the mass media. Okay, I know this person's out of touch. This is not going to help. You have the unique ability to perpetuate and reinforce racial and ethnic stereotypes or slurs or to ameliorate the harm they cause. So they want us to use our power for good instead of evil.
Hmm.
Okay.
What are stereotypes? A stereotype is an exaggerated belief, image, or distorted truth about a person or group based on a generalization or assumption that all persons who are members of that group share the same quality or characteristics.
Yeah, okay. Distorted my ass, by the way. Like, most stereotypes aren't true.
Here's the thing about this, and this is where I disagree with this ridiculous lawyer thing completely, is... I don't know anyone who thinks that if you say all black people can play sports, I don't know anybody that thinks in their mind that means 100%. There can't possibly be somebody who doesn't. It just means for the most part, as a generalization, happens to be true.
If you look at teams, professional sports teams, you will see there's an uneven amount of black people.
Yes.
On them.
And that's because they do play better at sports. And that's not a cut down in any way. It's just a generality.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with speaking generalities. But in their mind, if one person gets offended, then we've not done our job.
Well
that particular topic is very controversial. I mean, there are a lot of scientists who will tell you that that's not the case, that there's a lot of other reasons why there's a higher percentage of blacks in the NBA, for instance. It's not because they have a physical advantage. It's because of, you know, socioeconomic reasons.
Maybe so, yeah. So then they go on and they say, imagine that you're walking down a dark street alone.
Mm-hmm.
In one scenario, a little old lady shuffles along and comes toward you. Would you cross the street? Would you hold your bag a little closer to your body? In another scenario, a young man struts down the street towards you, and he looks like he's a minority. What does the young black man look like? What would your reaction be? Would it be different? If so, why?
Are they suggesting it shouldn't be
different?
Yes!
That's what they're suggesting. You have to treat both of those people like it's the exact same situation.
Did this come from the TSA or something? Because they, you know, they're willing to profile the little old lady going through security just as much as they'll profile the, you know, the Muslim with the dynamite strapped to his chest.
Then there's like five more pages about how it's always damaging and you can never do this and you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. And then it says, how can you become more aware of your own biases and assumptions? Stereotypes are easy to fall back on, but are inaccurate and harmful. All of us have built-in biases. What's yours? Complete the following sentences.
Okay.
Lisa, we'll start with you.
All right.
All male hairdressers are...
gay.
Right. Is that a bias?
Well, but is it mostly true? Is a profession that more gay men tend towards than straight men?
Right, but our lawyers are saying we can't say that because it's not true of all 100% of that group.
I think that's obvious.
And that's why they're stupid.
Yeah, there's very little that's 100% true about anything.
Now, we don't have time for you guys to give us your answers here, but waiters in Chinese restaurants are, he drinks a lot, so he must be, NFL football players are known to be, Jewish mothers are typically, and then you fill in the blank and you can see that you, my friends, are racist and biased.
So I should have no answers to any of these questions in my head.
Right, you should, yes. If you're a perfect...
If I was a good person, I wouldn't have any ideas.
Yes.
There are... plenty of Asian women who can drive well, Lisa. I think that's the point of the exercise.
One.
Here
today.
So this is even a seemingly good stereotype can be hurtful. This is them bending over backwards to try and make sure nobody gets hurt. And they talk about Italian Americans belong to the mafia.
Well, that's not good.
Well, it's not, but it's also generally true that the mafia is made up mostly of Italians, especially
in
the past.
Right, but not most Italians are mafia.
Street gangs are composed of African Americans. Courtroom lawyers are Jewish. Wealthy doctors are rich. Terrorists wear turbans.
Well, wealthy doctors are rich. It's in the title.
You can't say that.
But they're wealthy.
You can't
you
say it.
Said they're wealthy.
Then they give us a list of things to avoid saying on the air. They say that we cannot say Chinaman, Oriental, Gook, or slant-eyed.
Oh, come on. Now you're hitting me where I live.
Which, by the way, we don't usually say.
Any of
right.
Those.
We learned our lesson on that one. We didn't realize how bad some of those words were. Yeah. And when we found out, we
don't trust the yellow man.
That we can say. That's not on the list. Right?
Using racial or ethnic terminology in stories or jokes where race and ethnicity are not factors. I got out of a cab and a Middle Eastern guy was blah, 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 blah. They say, if it doesn't matter that he's a Middle Eastern guy, don't bring it up.
So a Jew, blah, 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 and a rabbi were in a bar. You can't tell that joke.
No, that's important because they're all in the bar. And their backgrounds are all the same.
Oh, okay.
So, and you can't say anything about 7-Elevens, people who work there. Don't say anything like that because not everybody is.
Oh, jeez.
So then, finally, one thing at the end. It says how to avoid good stereotypes. Why should you avoid good stereotypes? African Americans are all good at sports. This has a flip side, that they are less intelligent.
I really didn't get that.
Why would you say that?
Hey, that's their prejudice. That's not mine, man.
Why would you say that?
I don't think
anybody's less intelligent because they're better at sports.
No.
That's just stupid. It reinforces the racist idea that African Americans are more animalistic and less human because they are more physically able and less intellectual. I think our lawyers need to go through a course.
I do too.
To shut their fat pie holes. Then they say, don't say Asian Americans are smart. That's bad.
Why?
It's a positive.
Oh, they hate that.
It's a positive stereotype, but Asian Americans are smart. The racist concept is that they are un-American or aliens and do not fit in socially. Is this the most stupid thing you've ever heard?
Aliens.
I would never, ever sign this.
No, see, I think what that means is that Asians aren't good at sports.
Well,
that's
could
the
be.
Flip side
oh, that's
to
what they're
me.
Saying.
They can't be good at sports.
Gay men are all stylish. Don't say that. Dude, whatever you do, don't say gay men are all stylish. Because there's a negative side to that. And that is reinforcing the idea that they're hedonist and they are superficial.
Really?
Our lawyers need to shove this paper right up their asses. I hate them.
This is asking us to go through life as a blank slate, to learn nothing from any of our experiences.
Yes.
We'll be dead in a year.
And if there's anybody who hears a generalization and says, hey, all black, all yellow, all white, all anything are exactly that, you're a moron. And you're stupid.
Except, if you believe that.
except that all white people do smell like mayonnaise.
That is the one that happens to be true. That everybody can agree on. We have a document from our lawyers, Words Hurt and Harm. And they were
Words hurt and harm, they do. They hurt.
They do. They also build up and make people stronger. And that's what they would like us to spend more of our time doing.
Oh.
They've never listened, apparently. I forgot the best one, the best stereotype that they wrote down, because I've never thought of saying this one time to anybody on earth. Uh-huh. But our lawyers think this is prevalent. Latin Americans talk with an accent and eat beans.
Shut up. Stop spreading that hatred on the airwaves, Kevin.
What kind of moron lawyer wrote this?
Isn't that mostly true, though? That's mostly true, right?
A lot of these can be mostly true, but the point is that they come from a standpoint of, if one person out of the entire group isn't that way, then we're painting them with the wrong brush. And I say, no, we're anybody that has half a sense. You don't think that because one OJ kills, that means all black people kill? That's stupid.
I think you're also missing the point here. What the lawyers have missed is the fact that there's no consensus when it comes to bigotry or bias. People hold different things against different ethnicity groups. Not everyone hates the same thing about everybody. There's a million things you could choose from to hate about any particular ethnic group.
Right, but my point is that all of those people who have all of those biases, I don't know anybody that's stupid enough to say all of that group is this way.
I was trying to say up the game.
Okay, let's do it again.
See, the point is, there's a million different things you could hate about a million different ethnicities.
Right.
It's hard to find people to agree on the same ethnic slurs.
Really? How would we go about that?
I think we'll prove that by playing a variation on the very popular TV show Match Game by playing Racial Match Game. It's very simple. I will throw a racial slur out there with an important component missing. What we will do is ask our celebrity panel of Kevin, Bean, and Lisa to fill in the blank.
Okay.
They'll write down their answers, and then we'll go to our contestants, who will tell us what their answer would be.
Are we supposed to answer like our lawyers want us to answer now, or the truth?
The truth.
Okay.
Our racial slurs.
Exactly. All right. And for each match that our contestants get, whoever gets the most matches by the end of the game will win a pair of tickets to the K-Rock 2006 Almost Acoustic Christmas.
All right.
These are very exciting. Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
We have Yvonne on line 6 in telecommunications. Good morning, Yvonne.
Hello.
Hi, Yvonne.
And we also have Ian.
Kevin, Bean, Ralph, Lisa May.
Hello.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
Particularly perky.
She's very perky.
We also have Ian, who is on the World Poker Tour.
That's right.
Wow.
All in.
He's going all in, Ralph. That's cool, isn't it?
That is cool.
All right.
Is Yvonne a Mexican and Ian a limey?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought all Ians were limeys.
I did too.
Sure. Now, Ralph, explain to folks how the match game is played.
All right. I think I just did, but I'll do it again.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I will say a racial slur, leaving a very important component missing. We'll ask Kevin, Bean, and Lisa May to fill in the blank. They will write down their answers, and then we'll go to Yvonne and Ian, ask them for an answer. And for each match that they get a point. The person who matches the most after two rounds at the end of the game will win the tickets.
And the important thing to remember is when you are called on, you think about your answer, but you don't blurt it out.
Wait
and see what the panel says first.
Do not give us your answer, Yvonne and Ian, until I ask you for that, okay?
All right, we'll start with Yvonne.
All right, Yvonne, you get to pick from A or B. Question A or question B?
B.
Okay, here is the question. Latinos usually blank. Kevin, Bean, Lisa, write down your answers. Latinos usually blank.
Okay.
Here's your chance for a racial stereotype. Fill in the stereotype.
I'm all set.
Latinos usually blank. Come on, Lisa, there's a million things to choose from.
Okay.
Everyone got their answers written down?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yvonne, please fill this in. Latinos usually blank.
Well, I have two things stuck in my head, but...
Well, just pick one of them, baby.
Which one do you think we will have written down?
Have an accent.
Have an accent. Latinos usually have an accent, is what she said.
Bean?
All right, let's go around the table. Bean, what do you say?
They only have an accent if they're speaking language foreign to them, by the way. They don't always have an accent when they speak their own language.
Right.
Let's remember that.
Good point.
I said sleep.
Sleep. Latinos usually sleep.
I was thinking the first Mexican that came to mind was King of Mexico. So he's probably sleeping right now.
Everyone has their unique biases. That's what I'm trying to say. Kevin, what did you say?
I wrote, Latinos usually work harder than crackers.
Work harder than crackers. They do work hard. Lisa, how about you?
My pet peeve, drive slowly.
Drive slowly.
So no matches.
Yvonne, no matches. See, because everyone's got different biases.
This is a learning game.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Sorry, Yvonne. No points on the first question, but we're gonna move on to the next round. Ian, here's your question, okay?
All right.
Asians are blank. Kevin, Bean, Lisa, please write down your answers. Asians are blank.
Another chance to fill in the stereotype. Everyone have their answers written down? We're good to go? All right, Ian, I'm going to ask you now. Asians are blank.
Bad drivers.
Bad drivers. Ooh, Asians are bad drivers. That may be the definitive answer. I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see. Let's see what our celebrity said. Veen, what do you say?
Well, you have to know it's me, and the very first thing that came to mind is the man who owns Young, Hot, and Asian. Yes, is hot.
Hot, but hot. Of course.
Now, that's a positive
even
stereotype.
The dudes, is that
a
big
no?
Even the dudes.
I wasn't even thinking of the dudes.
Our lawyers say that even the positive stereotypes are bad because it somehow has a hidden agenda behind it.
Well, right. I've got the yellow fever. I can't do anything about it. Sorry about that, Ian.
Kevin, what do you say? You said tiny. Asians are tiny. Oh, a good answer, but sadly not a match also for Ian. Lisa, what did you write? Asians are smart. Oh,
no,
smart. See, you can have any number of opinions about any ethnicity. That's what we're trying to prove here today.
All right.
This is difficult. All right, let's go back to Yvonne.
All right, Yvonne, here is your question. Gay guys are good at blank. Gay guys are good at blank.
I got that's an easy one. I can't imagine we won't run the board on this one.
Please write down your answers, panel. Everyone got their answers locked in. All right, Yvonne, please fill in the blank. Gay guys are good at blank.
Interior decoration.
Interior decoration, of course. That's very popular. Very popular racial stereotype or sexual stereotype, I guess. Bean, what do you say?
I can't believe Yvonne didn't think of this, but gay guys are good at Oral
sex. Sure. Of course.
That is an obvious answer.
That is an excellent, excellent answer, but sadly not a match. Kevin, what do you say? Decorating. Hey, we got a match there.
Yeah.
We got a match.
Yeah.
Gay guys are good at decorating. All right, Lisa May, what did you say? Decorating. Also.
Look at that. Two matches,
Yvonne. You're on your way.
But let's not say that because it's got to be a negative in some way.
Right.
That's what our lawyers are saying.
Ian?
No.
You gotta
Ian,
go.
Here's your second question. Now, you need 2 to tie, 3 to win, okay? You gotta come up with all matches. You have to match everyone in order to win, okay?
All right.
Here's your question. Please hold on until I ask you for your answer. Blacks make great blank. Blacks make great blank.
Wow.
Please write down your answer, celebrities, and lock them in. Lisa's done. Kevin, you done?
No.
All right. Bean, you done?
I'm not. I'm
tough
on this.
Blacks make great blank. And, of course, the question is about, you know, what they do, not, like, in terms of making products. Not, like, manufacturing something, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm
going to
clear that up
for
you. Yeah, you can change your answer.
Shoes, okay. Sure.
Shoes would not be an answer. That's what I'm saying.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, you ready locked in? Ian, please fill in the blank. Blacks make great...
Chicken.
Now, Ralph, we're not talking about a product.
Not manufacturing something, but in terms of like a profession or an occupation or something.
We're going to give you another chance.
We'll give you a second chance.
Okay.
It's like blacks make great blank.
Janitors.
Okay. Janitors.
Yvonne, congratulations. Right.
Wait a
Christmas
minute. Let's
ticket.
See what the answers are.
Come
you
on.
Never know. You
janitors.
All three might have written down janitors and Ian could win. Let's
wait
and
see. I think that's Latinos.
Bean,
okay.
What do you say? What blacks make great?
I thought I was doing Ian a favor by coming up with the obvious answer that he could run the board with, which is athletes. I figured they're, you know,
that's
slam dunk
athletes. That's a big stereotype. Yeah. Kevin, what did you write? You said sexy time.
No, I'm just kidding. This is what I wrote.
Athletes. Yep. Kevin also had athletes.
As well.
Lisa. Rappers. Lisa had rappers. Another answer.
Aww.
Yeah, janitors did not make the list, Ian. I'm sorry. You didn't get any matches. Yvonne, you win with 2 matches.
Woo!
You're going to K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006.
Oh, my God.
All because you knew that gay guys are good at interior decorating.
Which, by the way, is a negative.
We can't say that.
Somehow.
We cannot say that. Yeah. Even bad, okay. Even good stereotypes are bad.
Thank you for playing the racist match game, and we'll see you at Acoustic Christmas.
Thank you.
You bet. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here is Ralph.
Tragic news out of the world of music. Just got this over the wire, as they say.
Uh-oh.
Very popular band may be breaking up, people. Looks like the lead singer of The Wiggles is quitting. Yes.
That's outrageous.
This comes out of Sydney, Australia. The Yellow Wiggle may be leaving the band. He's got some serious health problems. Apparently, he had to undergo a double hernia operation. And he's just not recovering as well as he would like. He's experiencing fainting spells and lethargy.
after ongoing medical treatment.
He doesn't even have a name. He's just the Yellow Wiggle.
He's the Yellow Wiggle. Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Okay.
How did Kevin do it? That's my question.
How did he break up the Wiggles?
Yeah, I don't see his fingerprints on this one yet.
I hate the Wiggles.
See?
That's one of those things that you have to watch when you have tiny kids, and they're so unbelievably annoying.
Come on, do the monkey. That rocks.
Mashed potatoes.
Do the monkey.
Yeah, I know.
Do the monkey.
How do you know about the Wiggles, Ralph?
Because the Wiggles rock.
You don't have kids.
We expect Bean to know about
do
them.
I?
We expect Bean to have that CD, but those guys want to make me jump off a ledge.
Wiggles rule. Now Yellow Wiggles leaving.
I've had a hit out of the yellow one for a long time. It's about
See
time.
What you've done? You're poisoning him like Excellent. That spy in Russia.
Excellent.
Snoop Dogg got busted after doing the Leno show yesterday. He was leaving NBC Studios, and the cops pulled him over. They had a search warrant for his vehicle.
Ralph, we've already done this story. It was about a week ago.
No, that was at the John Wayne Airport. And then the other one before that was the collapsible baton he was smuggling on in his suitcase to get on a plane.
Yeah. Another, what, three times in 3 weeks?
Most recent Snoop Dogg legal entanglement. Apparently, he has been charged with the possession of a firearm, possessing cocaine, transporting marijuana, and having a false compartment in his vehicle, which is cool.
Yeah, I got to give me one of those.
Well, it didn't work,
Although
apparently.
It didn't work very well, right?
I don't buy the cocaine charge, by the way.
It doesn't sound like Snoop's at all, does it?
It's up at Playboy Mansion. He didn't have any. So.
You asked?
Guys?
No, I'm assuming.
What's the downside of allowing Snoop, along with Willie Nelson, put him on that short list of people who are just allowed to have pot whenever they want? Just who are they hurting?
Apparently, the guy in the passenger seat said,
"But it's only weed."
All right. You're a hippie, Bean. That's your problem. You with your drug culture, your lava lamps, and your rock and roll music.
But it's Snoop Dogg. So what?
I don't care about the weapon.
He should be on the exception list?
No victim to that crime, is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
It's only weed.
All right, we get it. Very funny. Top 10 TV shows from last week. Some interesting ratings developments.
Dancing with the Goddamn Stars.
Oh, no, that show's over, thank God. But I'll give you the top 10, and we'll talk about things that have dropped out of the top 20, which is very surprising. Number 10, Heroes.
Best
goddamn show on television.
That is good.
Oh, man, this week was so good.
You might like it too much.
The six-month flashback episode.
That was good. It was real good.
I love Hero.
I'm sweet!
Love him. Criminal Minds, number 9. NCIS on CBS. NCIS, it's called.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Huge hit.
Navy something.
I was flipping around last night. Apparently it was on last night because I'm flipping around. And it's Mark Harmon, right?
Yeah.
It's like a Navy CSI kind of thing.
Right.
And it's Mark Harmon talking to an actor named Joe Spano. And they're having a heated argument. And he says, Jethro is the name of Mark Harmon's character. And he says, Jethro, I'm trying to investigate this case. And Jethro says, come on, Tobias, we know that's not true. And I said, Jethro's talking to Tobias? I'm fed up with the goddamn TV character names. Everybody going out of their way to make up names that no one has. Jethro and Tobias hanging out. What is this, The Scarlet Letter? Is this a Nathaniel Hawthorne novel?
That's
Are these pilgrims?
Awesome.
Jethro and Tobias.
Yes.
Blow me. Deal or No Deal was number 7. 6 was the NFL football postgame show after Thanksgiving. CSI Thanksgiving special was number 5. Another NFL postgame show was number 4. Grey's Anatomy 3rd. CSI Miami was number 2. Desperate Housewives taking the number 1 slot again last week. But here's the interesting part of the story, I thought. Dropping out of the top 20 of the top 20 rated shows. Survivor, out, gone. Shark has dropped out.
Oh, no.
Cold Case has dropped out. Without a Trace has dropped out. These are all usually big, big smash hits. And Lost, not in the top 20.
Did they all have new episodes? Was this just last week?
This is last week's
But
list.
There was no Lost last week.
Well, there you go. That's probably why it dropped right out.
Okay.
And Shark, maybe that's it. Maybe they're running, closing down for Christmas or whatever. I don't know.
But
Shark is a great show.
It is.
Love
that's
it.
That's one of my favorite new shows. And see House last night?
No.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, man. It's good.
Did someone die?
No. Today's celebrity birthdays. Don Cheadle, John's brother, Don Cheadle, is 42 years old today. Andrew McCarthy, you know him from Weekend at Bernie's.
Sure.
And other feature films. He's 44 years old today. I think he was in Mannequin, too.
Yeah, pretty sure he was.
But not Mannequin 2, we learned earlier.
Oddly enough. Howie Mandel, Deal or No Deal star. He is 51. And Joel Cohen of the directing Cohen Brothers turns 52 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We were talking yesterday about going Christmas shopping, which we all do this time of year, and how it's really... Everybody wants to get a really unique, really surprising gift so that when somebody opens it, they go, wow, I never thought that was coming. B, I didn't even know it existed. How great is this?
And it's so perfect for me.
Yeah, those are the things that you look for. And then you start thinking about what fits that bill, and you go, I could go look around the mall.
Gift card?
There's just nothing. It's so hard to find that kind of thing. Now, last year, there was the traffic gauge.
Yes.
Now, we're not getting paid to say any of this, just so you know. This is not a commercial thing. But I'm telling you, I have that traffic gauge. It's a little, 3x5 size electronic piece. And it'll tell you where all of the traffic is in Southern California on an updated basis throughout the day.
I gave it as a gift.
So when I get in my car, I look at the traffic gauge, and if the freeway I'm going to take is jammed, is blocked because of an accident or something, you can go another way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's still a great gift for Southern California.
What are those run, Lisa? You bought one for a gift last year? How much?
$79.
Yeah.
Isn't that
surprising? And there's a monthly fee, but it's very inexpensive.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is the type of technology that maybe a lot of people haven't even heard of, but is a very useful gift for somebody who has to drive in Southern California. Sure.
And then we were looking at the Hammacher Schlemmer catalog, and Bean started reading yesterday from that about the one-minute drink chiller. The one-minute drink chiller.
That's pretty
cool. Eliminating the weight associated with trying to rapidly cool packaged beverages, this device chills drinks 90 times faster than a refrigerator and 40 times faster than a freezer without the risk of freezing.
Wow.
Listen up. It cools a can of soda to 38 degrees Fahrenheit in just 1 minute and can chill a bottle of white wine to the low 50s in less than 4 minutes.
So we said, how could that possibly work? They must be using, liquid nitrogen or something like that that really, really puts out the cold. And then we started reading about it, and apparently they just add ice and water to the unit and turn it on, and it spins the can and the ice and water.
Well, maybe there's some sort of chemical that's in there already, that's always in there, that reacts with ice and water or something.
Well, it's possible. It doesn't go into that much detail in the description. The process begins when you add the ice and water to the unit and turn it on. The device gently spins the beverage for even, thorough cooling. There's also a no-spin option for delicate wines. You can also plug it into, use a 12-volt car adapter and use it in your car. You're driving down the road, you go, man, do I need a cold beer, and now.
That is funny that they have a car adapter. But then I was thinking, really, that thing cools it down 40 times faster than putting it in a freezer?
Not 90 times faster than the refrigerator. No, 40 times faster than the freezer, yeah.
Exactly. 90 times faster than the fridge. 40 times. Not twice as fast as the freezer. Not 10 times as fast. 40 times as fast as the freezer. And I'm going to call BS on that one.
Well, you can let us know when yours arrives next Wednesday, Kevin, because it's on the way.
I swear to God, if you ordered that, I will be excited, because this is the kind of stuff I have to try out. It's like, I don't believe it, but I must try it, just like I did with the auto cool.
Yeah, the auto cool. That worked well.
The hotter it is outside, the cooler your car gets.
And how'd that work out for you?
Really poorly.
Not good at all. What about my suggestion that I brought up yesterday off air, which is the perfect gift for every man on your list, is the trucker's friend. I mean, you can never have enough of those in your glove compartment, right?
You gave me that a year ago as well, and it's all torn up now.
I mean,
I need another one, if you don't mind.
They're just not made for that kind of continuous use.
I'm wreaking havoc on that thing. They did not build that with the thickie in mind.
No, I understand. But it is. Some people are very difficult to buy for. And, there's some people who just aren't into anything. I mean, I've got people on my list that they don't seem to have any hobbies. They don't seem to have any interests. Those are people are very tough. But we are looking for ideas of overall great Christmas gifts, like the traffic gauge that we described, that would work for almost anybody. Gifts that would really help somebody out who may be listening, who may be struggling to find something for someone on their list.
Now, what about that hot dog thingy?
Oh, the hot diggity dogger.
Bean didn't even know it existed, and Kevin, you already have one.
Yeah, I've had it for a couple of years.
And it,
operating much like a pop-up toaster, this unique kitchen appliance lets you easily prepare two hot dogs complete with heated buns in minutes.
Yep.
You
use this at your house, right?
You pop the hot dog in, you pop the bun in a separate compartment, and then you push the button down, and it toasts the bun and cooks the hot dog, and everything's ready just like that.
That's awesome.
That rules. So if you're looking for a unique gift, maybe that's something that you should look for. We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, and find out if there's other things. This portable 26-foot backyard ice rink.
What?
An ice rink for your backyard?
You're kidding.
Yes.
Looks fantastic because I love hockey, and yet it costs $420. So how good can that be?
Well, it can't be...
That's not the only problem with the backyard ice rink, by the way, is it only works when it's freezing or below outside. So it really wouldn't be a useful gift for you.
Is that
true? Woodland Hills. Yes. When the temperature drops below 32, this portable unit turns any backyard into an ice rink for party skating or hockey practice.
Well, no wonder it's not expensive. It doesn't have to freeze it.
Yeah, you should be able to like throw water on it and plug it in and have an ice rink in 10 minutes.
Yeah, doesn't work that way.
I would get somebody the Steinbach Star Wars Yoda Nutcracker. That's a good item.
I didn't know Yoda had nuts.
That's a strong item right there. It's a nutcracker with Yoda. What do you think it is, Lisa? For God's sakes. The personal vibration trainer. That sounds good. I don't know why
that
what it is.
That sounds like Lisa would like.
That's what I'm talking about. But anyway, there are a lot of different things that work and don't work. And we've all received gifts that are bad. And we've all gone through the exact same process. Which I really would rather get something great. But what is there out there that you could possibly give that would fit that bill? So 1-800-520-1067. We have one on hold who is a bartender who says the ice thing, the chiller, the one-minute chiller works.
No kidding.
They will explain to us how when we get back.
Okay.
1-800-520-1067 is the number. We'll take your calls right after this.
It is that time of year. We're talking about Christmas presents, how tough it is to shop. What are those great gifts out there that everybody on your list will love? And by the way, I'm so glad nobody's brought this up yet. But if you call us at 1-800-520-1067 and you tell us that you can name a star after someone, I'm going to come through the radio and I'm going to throttle you. Okay?
Wait a minute. That's not a good idea.
Asked and answered. We have covered that. That's a bogus gift and nobody wants it. If you're out there thinking, oh, I know what I'll do. This will impress my lady. I'll name a star after her. No.
However,
don't do it. If you do, you're a douche nozzle.
However, if you don't like them, then it turns into a funny gift.
True.
You should get it for that reason. Just to bug him.
I hate to see any money going to that guy, to tell you the truth.
All right, let's start with Mike as we look for the unique gifts that everybody seems to like. Mike in West Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning. I just got this gift. I ordered it a couple months ago, but it's you send in a picture of your friend or whoever you want to do it, and what they do is they paint a velvet makeover of them as Elvis.
Really? So it's a black velvet painting that has...
And it looks just like the person, except they're Elvis.
That's awesome.
With a big collar, or you can do like the best. Full body.
What's that website?
It's thevelvetstore.com.
Thevelvetstore.com.
And I have the thing in front of me. I ordered mine on the 26th of September, and I just got it in the frame and everything like about 2 days ago.
Wow.
So it does take a little time.
A little lag
they
time.
They also have... You could get your whole family done in like the Last Supper.
Oh, that's also excellent.
So cool.
Those are great ideas. I like that.
Very good. They send you an email, and then they go, would you like to touch anything up? And I'm like, more chest hair. And then they send you another one. It came out great.
That's a good tip. The Velvet Store.com?
Velvetstore.com.
Awesome.
I love it.
Thank you, Mike.
Very much.
All right.
Mike's a funny
great
guy.
Idea.
All right. Let's go to Victor, who's calling us from Anaheim. Good morning, Victor.
Hello. Ralph, Kevin, Bean, Lisa.
Hi, Victor.
What's going on? What do you got for us?
Okay, there are these... My friend told me about this. There's a website called genpets.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's these little animals with the mixture of human DNA and some type of animal.
Oh, no!
Yeah, they look like little babies crossed with a baby puppy. It looks really weird. And you can actually buy these online.
They're not real.
I have no idea. I went to the website and they have pictures of them.
When you say buy these, you can buy pictures of these or you can buy the animals?
You can buy the actual animal. And they're tied up in these little packages.
No,
yeah, they're like stuffed animals or something.
Yeah, they're stuffed. You can't mix a human and animal DNA and make something out of that. It doesn't work.
Which cartoon was it? Was it Family Guy or Simpsons or something where the guy who owns TBS, remember, he was... had sex with dogs.
Family Guy.
Family
Guy with Ted Turner had sex with dogs.
And all of these little puppy dogs had his face on them. That was awesome.
Thank you for the call, Victor. I think we're going to pass on that one. Ignacio, by the way, emails me and says that you can now get the George Foreman grill with a USB plug on it so that you can plug it into your computer at work, for instance.
What? A
grill right there on the desk. How awesome is that?
Because how many people need to bring to grill at work?
You don't need to grill. Also, I want to thank Catherine for the suggestion. And, of course, this comes up every year about this time. Hey, Kevin and Bean, the greatest idea that I'm thinking of getting my husband this Christmas, a threesome with Lisa May. What is your availability over the holidays?
Well, going to have to see some pictures.
Yeah, she'll have to check her calendar on that. But Lisa's usually good for four or five of those over the Christmas break.
Ken in San Dimas. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Hi, Ken.
Give us something unique.
Well, what about the heated toilet seat?
Oh, I would love that.
That would be nice.
Every morning you get up, you stick to this toilet seat for like 5 hours until you can pry yourself out, chip yourself off with a hammer.
Some models even come with a self-cleaning water nozzle to so you don't have to touch it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen those.
Like a bidet, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, man, I love that. Thank you again for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Christine in Hollywood. Christine has a great idea. Good morning.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi, Christine.
What's your unique gift?
I saw the, it's a vinyl to MP3 maker. So you take your record, you stick it on the player, connect it with the USB port, and you can make MP3s. So
I saw you can play the vinyl record, and it'll go right into your MP3 player in that version.
Yeah. Then you can put it onto your iPod.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So if you're some weird record collector or a big old dork like my dad.
Well, as shocking as it is, Christine, there are a lot of people who still have vinyl, like out in the garage or something. They just never got rid of because
I have all my dad's records, 1,000 of them, but I don't listen to them.
Of course not, yeah.
But, you know, there's some records that just never were made into anything but vinyl.
By the way, there's another thing, and I can't remember where it was. It might have been on Hemmicker Schlemmer's site, where there is a CD transfer. You don't have to use your computer in any way. You just open the thing, put your CD on it, and then it transfers it straight to your iPod.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Christine. Let's do John real quick in L.A. because again, just one of those items. There's so much stuff out there, you can't keep up with all of them. I have not heard of this one before. John, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What do you got for us?
How you doing? What's going on, Kevin Bean, Lisa May?
Hi, John.
Just trying to find interesting gift suggestions this time of year.
This one's pretty interesting. It's called Celebrity Butt Plugs.
You can actually buy a celebrity to put up there?
Well, what we do is we have three made right now. We have the George W. Tush, the Paris Hilton, and the Smell Gibson. but we also.
So you're calling in as a person who's trying to promote your own website?
Yeah.
Okay. So what, these butt plugs look like these celebrities?
Yes, they are a caricatured likeness of these celebrities. But we've changed the names, obviously, to make them a little more funny.
Right.
And we also offer custom-made butt plugs, which you could actually send in a picture of a friend or a boss or...
Oh, that's strong.
And we can actually...
A butt plug with your friend's face on it? Talk about a white Christmas or whatever you call those where you give the bad gifts? White elephant? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, nothing says I'm thinking of the baby Jesus in his birthday time like a celebrity butt plug, I'll tell you that.
By the way, celebrity butt plugs opening the side stage of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006.
Thank you, John. Hey, let's take one more call from Jeremiah because we opened up the conversation talking about the amazing one-minute drink chiller that Kevin does have on his way from me as a Christmas gift this year, but he doesn't believe it works. Jeremiah, apparently is a bartender, has some information on the item.
Jeremiah?
Hey, morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Good morning.
You're going to tell me that this works.
Of course, it's not unpractical. You just get a regular can of soda or glass in general. They both conduct heat or cold rather well. If you just lay it on its side on a bag of ice and spin it, it'll get cold. It'll just take longer because only like an eighth of the can is touching the ice.
Oh, really?
Oh, I see. Like, so this surrounds it, I imagine.
Yeah, it surrounds it. And then I guess one of your guys just told me that you can also put salt in it too. And a lot of the good bartenders know that if you you know, put like bottles in ice, you can put salt in the ice and it keeps the ice colder.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So does it really work 40 times faster than putting it in the freezer? 40 times.
I suggest you actually call the manufacturer on that or something.
Well, I mean, they say a can of soda in a minute and a bottle of wine in 4 minutes. That seems pretty fast. I mean, that does seem like it would be a lot faster than conventional ways.
Okay, so if it takes 1 minute for the can of soda?
Right.
That's right.
So let's times that by eight, since the ice probably touches an eighth of the can on its side.
Okay.
Keeping it there for 8 minutes, see how cold it gets.
And it's got the car thing, too, the adapter, so you can actually chill up your beer while driving. That's the best idea.
No one likes driving with warm beer. That just sucks. There's a book that is out in stores now called The Female Brain, and I know what you're thinking. Wow, that's a short book.
But actually...
A lot of people are talking about it. Dr. Lawan Brizendine has written the book, and she has done research, over 1,000 scientific studies on the brain, and has learned a lot about, as you would expect, the real differences between men's brain and women's brain.
She did 1,000 studies and came up with something as amazing as women talk more than men. Really? You needed 1,000 studies to know that?
And by the way, also on that tip, men think about sex every 52 seconds. Women, how often do you think?
Once a day.
Once a day, Lisa. Exactly. Once a day. Wow.
Men, 52 seconds. So once a minute.
Yes.
Women, once a day.
Once every 24 hours.
So awesome. It's kind of a miracle that those two coincide at the same time where you can actually have make some sexy time, because it seems like the chances are pretty slim.
Yeah.
But there's some real fascinating stuff in this book. And as Kevin mentioned, women talk way, 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 way more than men. It's not even close.
She says three times as much. And I think three times as much is way low.
It does seem low, that's
well,
for sure.
Well, it is for some men. Some of you all don't talk at all.
Some of you women talk a lot.
And there's some women who everything in their head comes out their mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, we know. Anyway, we asked Lightning to line up somebody on the team for us, and we have Dr. Marcus Wolson, PhD from Massachusetts Maritime Academy. Now, Doctor, this is the Fort Lauderdale extension of the Massachusetts Maritime Academy?
Yeah, that's right. We just opened up a satellite campus here in South Florida, and we couldn't be happier.
Okay, and you were or were not involved in the research that went into this book that we're talking about, the female brain?
No, I'm doing my own research. I'm doing a counter study called the male brain.
Oh.
And, I've read Ms. Brizendine's work, and I think a lot of it's, suspect, to say the least, in terms of scientific study.
She said the average woman talks 20,000 words a day. The average guy, 7,000.
Yeah, well, that much you got right. What she didn't say is that 15,000 of those 20,000 words are said while you're trying to watch goddamn television! She wants to talk about your mother-in-law. Outstanding. Well, let me just hit the TiVo on pause for the 100th time during the half hour I'm watching television and turn all my attention to you, sweet cheek.
Dr. Wilson, are you sure that you're subjective enough to make
objective
a study?
Objective enough.
Will you
objective.
Shut up, woman? Are you enough? Shut up.
I've said like 20 words.
Your voice is like shaving my head with a cheese grater.
Dr. Brizendine, who's the woman that wrote the study, she says that women devote more brain cells to talking than men.
Yeah, well, they got about 8. So, I guess 7 of those cells are directed towards talking.
That is not scientific.
Shut the hell up!
I gotta say, I'm gonna ask Bean's question again, because it seems like a scientific study needs to be very objective, and you seem to be, I don't know, a little emotionally involved in the topic.
Oh, but this broad who wrote the book about the female brain, she's completely subjective. What is she? Is she a llama? Is she some sort of other species where she's not connected?
Here's what she says, and let me tell you what you get. We'll get what you think.
No, please tell me what she says. I need to hear more about what women think.
Women have an 8-lane superhighway for processing emotion, while men have a small country road.
Yeah, women have an 8-lane superhighway. The thing is, they're in all the lanes, and they got their left turn signal on.
Now you're talking about women driving?
And they're putting on their makeup in the rear view while they're in the 8-lane highway. And you know what? I'm behind them in a Hummer, and I can't get to goddamn work.
You're a doctor, you're a PhD.
Yeah, I'm a PhD.
All right.
We got to be
what?
Honest.
Don't kill yourself.
Dr. Wilson, please, we're trying to conduct an interview here. Let's all be civil here. The Massachusetts Maritime Academy, Fort Lauderdale Extension, just doesn't sound, I don't know, like the most reputable school. This woman was University of California, this woman who did the book.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen Hawking. I didn't know you were putting together a catalog of the world's best colleges.
All right, let me run one more thing that she said by and get your opinion on this.
Yeah, let's hear more from the broad.
She says that women actually get a buzz out of hearing their own voices, and then she goes on to say, talking triggers a flood of brain chemicals, which gives women a rush similar to heroin addicts.
Well, that's got to be true, because why else would they just talk and talk and talk and talk? And the thing is, the amazing part is not that their voice gives them a buzz, but they don't hear it. They don't hear what they're saying. They don't hear their own voices. It's like farts. I think they say it's like you smell your own fart. You're like, oh, it's not so bad.
What?
But somebody sitting next to you in a bus, like, Jesus Christ, what crawled up inside of you and died?
What are you talking about?
Shut up!
You're not a doctor, are you?
That's what talking to a woman is like. You're like, oh, dear God, doesn't she hear that sound? Doesn't she know? How do her ears not bleed?
What sound are you talking about?
Oh, for Christ's sake, will you go kill yourself? How do you two work with her all day long with her talking?
Well, we find what she says in most cases to be quite interesting.
I'm not that chatty, really.
Oh, will you listen to yourself? I'd rather stick an ice pick in my ear than listen to you for one goddamn second longer.
Dr. Marcus Wilson, is it possible that you just got out of a relationship?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I just got freed from a prison. A marriage was held for 27 years.
I think she got freed from prison, frankly.
She got freed from prison. I'm going to stick you in a pickle barrel and push you over Niagara Falls.
Okay, good talking to you. Bye now.
8:58 on the Kevin and Bean Show. 8:59 now. KRQ FM, passing Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, what's going on?
Speaking of emails, I've been getting a bunch of them from listeners who are finding that the new Kevin and Bean Christmas CD, Kevin and Bean Super Christmas, sold out in their local Best Buys.
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Best Buys.
Best Buy.
What are you doing?
You
back
suck
there?
So much.
What is it that you're doing?
Working on stuff.
He's working on stuff.
Anyway, so I want to give you a heads up. I was at the West Hollywood Best Buy on La Brea.
Yes.
Just yesterday, and there was still some left there. So there are a few locations that still have some available, but if you want to find them, you're best to try to call around before you go to your local one, because I know some of them have indeed sold out of the CD. And keep in mind, when these are gone, that's it. There ain't no more. So if you want to pick some up for Christmas presents or stocking stuffers, you should get on the stick, people, because they're flying off the shelves. Flying, I say. So, just want to give you some information. Also, another heads up for tonight. You know, I'm a big fan, of the TV show Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
The Sci-Fi Channel is having a Heroes Marathon tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. They'll be showing the first 5 episodes of the series in succession, so you can check that out. If you've missed any of the first 5 episodes, here's your chance to catch up with them.
That's
on
great.
Sci-Fi.
Do you have the Sci-Fi Channel on a loop in your house?
I have it on every television in my house all the time, if that's what you're
asking. That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Yes, indeed I do.
All right.
Britney Spears is selling some of her personal belongings to raise money for the Britney Spears Foundation, a charity that helps children in need. Charity begins at home, Britney. Take care of your own children in need first. She's selling off clothing, accessories, all kinds of stuff from her youth. 170 different pieces going up for auction, including, and this is my favorite piece, I will be bidding on this personally. It is her handwritten book report on Sophocles' Antigone.
I would like to see that.
First of all, yeah, Britney Spears read Antigone. Second of all, yeah, she wrote a book report on it. Anyway, apparently it comes with all of the teacher's notes in the margins as well, including such compliments as, nice cover. You're looking hard for something to compliment when you come up with a cover on a book report.
No
really, that's a lovely construction paper you used for your cover.
We are counting on our friend Harvey the Hammer Levin to get that that book report up at TMZ.com, by the way. I think we all need to see that.
Yeah, I do too.
Any word whether Britney is selling any underwear? Because clearly she's not wearing
hey,
it.
Hey, what the? Ho! Hey! Ho! Apparently, FedEx. See, that's what they're calling Kevin Federline now.
Sure,
FedEx. Had a fling with a porn star in Vegas a month before Britney filed for divorce.
Yeah. Oh. The report was that that was part of the thing that pushed her to it, because that chick was saying she was coming out to the press and telling everybody what happened.
This comes from Star Magazine. Porn star Kendra Jade says that she spent a passionate affair in Las Vegas with Kevin Federline while Britney was spending some time with her family in Louisiana. So that couldn't have helped things, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Celebrity crime beat. Snoop Dogg arrested yesterday after doing the Jay Leno show. He was leaving NBC Studios. Cops pulled him over, had a search warrant for his vehicle. And
Ralph, you did this story last week. You already did this story.
No, that was at the John Wayne Airport.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the one before that was at the LAX when he tried to smuggle a collapsible baton on as a weapon.
So this is another new arrest?
A new one. He was arrested for allegedly possessing a handgun and cocaine and marijuana and having a false compartment in his vehicle, which I didn't even know was a crime.
I didn't either.
I had to get that body out of there of mine. Hey, that's going to start smelling.
You ought to be able to put stuff in your car wherever you want to put it. Don't you think?
That's what she said.
I don't think so.
Whoa!
It's your possession.
Did you ever watch that Growing Up Gotti TV show?
Oh.
Once.
No.
With Victoria Gotti, the daughter of John Gotti, the New York crime mafia don.
Not really, no.
Well, anyway, if you ever saw that, you know how hateable her kids are. The good news is Frank Agnello, one of her kids, was arrested when cops found OxyContin and morphine pills in his rented SUV's glove compartment. If he gets arrested, he could spend a year behind bars if he's convicted on those charges.
Morphine pills? I've never heard of that.
I guess the Teflon Don thing wasn't passed through the genes.
He didn't get it.
Looks like he's getting stuck with this one. I don't think he's...
What a dork.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers' latest album, Stadium Arcadium, is a two-CD set, chock full of tunes, but the band reveals on their official website that there's a bunch of leftover songs that didn't even make those two discs.
What?
How many songs could they have come up with if they filled up two discs and still had leftovers?
And by the way, those two discs were not weak. There were a lot of good songs in there.
Well, they want their fans to have a crack at them, so on December 19th, you can check the usual digital music retailers for 9 new tracks from the stadium sessions that have never been released in America before. Some of them are B-sides to European CD singles, but these have not been available in the States until now. So December 19th, 9 new tracks from the Chili Peppers, and we will be playing each and every one of them every hour, on the hour, all day long on K-Rock.
Are you speaking officially now?
No, I'm just assuming.
Just making that up.
Just
okay.
All right. But I just want to give you a heads up. And the Killers, speaking of K-Rock music, are getting into the holiday spirit. They've got a new Christmas song called
"A
Great Big Sleigh" that will be available December the 5th via iTunes, if you want to pick that up as well. Brandon Flowers told the British music magazine NME that he wanted the Killers to do a Christmas song because he loved the John Lennon and Wham! Christmas songs, and he wanted to do something as well.
I'm sorry, did you say Wham?
Wham!
I think he did.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Remember that?
Yeah.
Good tune, man.
No.
Good tune.
That isn't good for you.
And lastly, tragic news. The Wiggles may be breaking up. The Yellow Wiggle apparently is sick.
If you don't know who they are, trust me, you're so better off.
Yellow Wiggle Greg Page, lead singer for the band, may be leaving the band because of some health issues. He's been experiencing fainting spells and lethargy following a double hernia operation in December. Apparently, he was getting wiggled, and he broke something in his stomach. So,
you know, how long can you sing about mashed potatoes, for God's sakes?
Do the monkey. We should play some Wiggles.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Let's play some Wiggles.
The Wiggles blow.
Today's celebrity birthdays. You know, I mentioned all these birthdays all day long. Don Cheadle and Andrew McCarthy and Tom Sizemore, Howie Mandel.
Right.
I neglected, and I apologize this to the Dodger fans in the audience. I didn't know that Vince Scully celebrates his birthday today.
How about that?
89 years old Vince Scully is.
No, he's not.
Really?
89.
Really?
79.
79 years old today is what he is.
79. 69.
Sold.
He's amazing at that age.
99 years old, still working. Still working hard.
99, huh?
And apparently Kim Delaney, one of my favorite actresses, too, from NYPD Blue.
Oh, yeah.
And from Philly, she did that show, and she was on CSI Miami for a short period.
Also
of time.
99.
No, she's not 45 years old.
45.
But... Good stuff right there. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of the family on the TV tonight, ladies and gentlemen. K-Rock listener and friend of the show, Dr. Mo, is on the line. He is the chief of surgery at St. Mary's Medical Center in Long Beach. Dr. Mo, how'd you get hooked up with the untold stories of the ER on the TLC? How did they find you?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hi.
Good. Good morning.
Well, it's kind of funny. I'm actually chief of surgery at San Pedro now. I don't want anybody to get mad out there.
Okay.
But anyway. No. The Learning Channel, they had this thing a couple years ago where they were asking for ideas. And so I sent them an email about some ideas for the show, and they emailed me back saying, you know, you sort of write like a screenplay. This is ready to go. Would you mind, you know, having us interview you? So I said, fine. And apparently when they filmed me, all these normal doctors were getting on the TV and talking all like doctor-ese and saying, oh, this is a very serious condition. So and I get on screen and say, dude, this was just totally horrible.
And you're completely high. Right?
And so they said, well, okay, why don't we have you play you on the show? And then they keep asking me back to do more episodes, so tonight's actually like my 7th.
Now, do you ever get somebody from the hospital coming to you and say, dude, you're the chief of... They wouldn't say dude, but, sir, you're the chief of surgery. You shouldn't be on without Kevin and Bean. That ever happen?
You'd be surprised. Actually, people think it's kind of cool.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, then they need new management at the hospital.
It was kind of funny. I had one patient a couple months ago that he was over here in San Pedro, and he had an appendix, and I took his appendix out, and the next morning all his friends were in the room, and I was just chit-chatting, making sure he's okay, and I looked at all the guys in the room, and I said, do you guys ever listen to K-Rock? And they're like, yeah, and I go, I don't know if you've ever heard of Dr. Mo, and they all look at me like they must have heard the thing about the rear ends or something.
Right. They probably had that.
Your claim to fame?
They were one of them that had things stuck up the ass.
They start punching the guy in the shoulder going, dude, you just got operated on by Dr. Mo.
Like, Dr. Mo doesn't get enough chicks being just a surgeon, by the way. Now he's dropping K-Rock.
No,
how about that? So, Shot in the Dark is the name of the episode tonight at 9 o'clock. I guess there are two episodes of Untold Stories of the ER tonight on TLC. The first one's at 8, and the second one is the one that you're featured in, which is at 9 o'clock. What are we going to see you, our friend Dr. Mo, doing on the TV tonight?
All right, now, before you answer, is this something that we need to tell people that if you're eating, it might not be a good time to listen?
That'd be a beautiful time to insert that.
Okay, because some of this can get a little gross.
Gross, and gross is the key word.
Okay.
This all came about when I was remembering a certain day back when I was a medical student when I figured out pretty much anything that rolled into the emergency room can be categorized into three levels of gross.
Okay.
There's the comically gross that's just so freaking gross you have to laugh.
Right.
There's the physically gross, which is so gross like you shudder or your skin crawls. And there's the conceptually gross, which is so gross it'll bother you like a year later.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and in fact, the third one...
Any job that experiences that third one, that's a bad job.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and I will tell you that when I told them the third one, they couldn't even air it tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
You told them something that happened in the emergency room that was too graphic for them.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Well...
Come on.
Really?
Well, I mean,
In a delicate way.
Okay. Here we go.
Delicate way.
I'm going to do the best I can.
Okay.
I was working one night, and a lot of times when like the nastiest things come in that nobody wants to deal with, it sort of gets passed down the chain of command. So the attending will give it to the resident will give it to the intern, and since I was a senior medical student, when this particular thing happened, they handed it to me.
And they said, ha ha!
Exactly right. The first two things you'll see tonight, which are gross enough, but the third one was they wanted me to go examine a patient who had a colostomy.
Yeah.
And the colostomy was, quote, irritated.
Oh, no.
So I went to go look at it, and sure, it looked kind of funky, and I what the heck do I know? So I'm trying to describe it to my boss, and he's looking over me, and he's trying to coach me and say, okay, now just describe what you're seeing. And I'm like, well, it looks a little reddened, and, you know, there's this, like, these warty-looking things, and they're sort of, like, growing out of the colostomy, and the guy's sort of, you know, pimping me along, going, all right, well, tell me what do you think it is? And I go, God, it looks just like warts. And he looks at me with this, like, knowing look, and I'm like, it looks like genital warts. And then he looks at me, and then all of a sudden I'm like, you mean this guy?
Oh,
no.
All right, I'm sorry I asked. Yeah,
somebody was having his colostomy hole?
With the frequency enough to get a sexually transmitted disease, yes. I tell you, I warned you.
Was your advice to him to jump off the roof of the hospital?
Well, the problem was is I wasn't that, like, professional yet, I guess. So apparently the look on my face was, I just looked at the guy playing. I said, you mean you?
Dude, there's no way anybody that's working in a hospital should be prepared for that.
No.
Yeah, there's no
I've
way
never
that should even.
Of that.
Yeah, I couldn't even. I mean, honestly, I couldn't even imagine that somebody would think about doing that.
See, and that's where the public just misses the boat. Because anything you guys can think of, we've seen way worse.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what is going to be on tonight's special? Is this the one where the guy gets shot?
Well, I've already done like a bunch of episodes that are kind of serious about like this Iraqi vet who got stabbed in the heart, who like I had to crack his chest open. And we've done some really cool, serious ones. And they said, well, you know, we don't do enough like levity on the show. So the first one was where I had to pop a zit.
Hey, heard enough about that one. What about another one?
Where was the zit, Dr. Mo?
Well, the problem, the zit was somewhere between the butt cheeks of a 400-pound man.
So, now, doesn't the 400-pound man have to agree to be photographed and filmed for television?
Well, see, this is a reenactment.
A reenactment?
The stories are true, but since I did this years ago, I have to go up to a studio up by you guys.
Oh, my God.
They had to actually change. And now that you know that story, because the mental image you should generate is the fact that a nurse had to hold this giant, like, shelf of butt over me while I climbed in there and tried to pop these things.
But, oh my God. Don't you have...
had to change it for tonight because they didn't want to risk offending certain people.
Aren't you an important enough man that you don't have time to drive up to a studio and fake that? I mean, come on. Yeah, I'm going to be spending the day. I got to get makeup and hair, and then I'm going to be crawling inside a man's ass.
You know what? The sad thing is, it's kind of fun.
Wow.
Dr. Mo, isn't it a bizarre coincidence that your show is on the TLC tonight and Butt Puss is playing K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2006? What are the chances?
What I heard, and I was pretty excited.
Yeah. And the other story involves maggots. Do I see that correctly?
Yeah, that's the second one that came in that
don't need to hear
night.
It. Don't but, need to hear it. Not listen.
Well, just a little bit. Tell us a little bit.
Don't want to listen to this.
Just to say, a homeless guy comes in with a tennis shoe and a cowboy boot on his feet, and I'm supposed to see him because he supposedly has an infection. So when I talked to the guy, he said he was there the week before, had a little infection on his foot, and had it kind of dressed up, and he was sent out.
never came back. So as I'm looking at his feet, I mean, there's a Nike, old beat-up Nike tennis shoe on one foot, but as I bend down to look at the cowboy boot, it starts to, like, wriggle and rise.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay, heard enough.
I think you got it.
So if that kind of thing appeals to you, our friend Dr. Mo is on the TV tonight. Untold Stories of the ER is the name of the show. It's on TLC Wednesday tonight. There's two of them. One is at 8, and then the second one is at 9, and that's the one with Dr. Mo on it. And it the fat guy.
It's nothing but good times at your place, is it, Dr. Mo?
Absolutely. This is the best job in the world.
Party day and night. All right, Dr. Mo, thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye now. It's time for Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Country Time Lemonade Hour.
Bob does this show on one of the satellites. I don't know which one, but he picks a theme, he plays music, and then he tells stories about the
theme. I pick a ring of songs. You can put them on one again and tell them stories again. They have to put them together and even I'll give them colostomies.
What? Did you say colostomy?
What?
Bob, it's curious to me, although you're a musical legend and you've won tons of Grammys and sold millions of albums and sold out concert tours around the world, how did somebody come to you and say, know that guy over there? We can't understand a word he says. Let's give him a radio show.
He said, Bob, you know about music. It's music goes behind the scenes, putting together songs and then people hear what you say.
Have you ever thought of having an interpreter that could actually tell the rest of us what you're talking about?
Nope.
Okay. What is your what's your theme this week, Bob?
Theme this week is called, you know, Thanksgiving. Got the spit of a spitful. Got the spitful. Eat off the leftovers. Got to get put food.
I didn't.
I thought I heard something about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then I heard fool.
Yeah. Theme this week, food.
Spoon. I'm sorry, spoon. So there's Spoon Man. What else is there?
No. Boom.
Booze.
Booze. No. Boom.
Huh?
Booze.
Boom.
Anyone?
Mood?
Boomed.
Tools?
Boomed.
Yeah, it's tools. all those hammer and saw songs.
If I had a hammer.
There you go.
I'm sorry, Bob. We're trying hard. What's the theme?
God damn it, food.
Food.
Oh, food. Okay. Food. All right, Thanksgiving, that makes a lot of sense.
And
okay.
I eat a lot of food. I got a lot of leftovers in the refrigerator and say, oh, we're talking about food.
Why is it that you were so much clearer there 1 second ago?
Because I got angry.
Okay. All right. So what kind of songs are you playing? What kind of stories are you telling?
I'm talking about food and talking about putting together everybody hears the song. And then just put the story about food. Like this song.
Cherry Pie right now. I wouldn't see you as a guy who would ever play a record by Warren under any circumstances.
He's masturbating that video.
Oh. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Hey, what else you got?
How about this song? Oh, eat it. Just eat it. 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 Eat it.
Bye-bye. I'm really surprised that Weird Al is on your screen.
Oh, I love you, Al.
All right.
Okay. And then, oh, this is my favorite, one of my favorite songs of all time, coming up next.
Bob, I don't think you're doing any of these artists solid by singing on the song so that we can understand nothing that's being said.
I'm a musical genius.
You are a musical genius, that's true.
Yeah, okay. Like a heavy dinner song. Hello, this is good with you.
Bob doesn't know the words to his songs. He doesn't know the words to any songs.
Milkshake's good.
Milkshake. All right. Okay.
But his best food song of all time.
Best one.
Number one on the Country Time Lemonade Hour.
All right.
It's peanut butter jelly time.
Peanut butter jelly time.
That's hard to argue with that one, Bob.
Peanut butter jelly. We got it, Bob. All right, Bob. Bob, we gotta go. We really are out of time, Bob. Thank you. Thank you, Bob.
He's in the zone, man.
I'm not gonna wake him up. Time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. Give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
I'm a little nervous about playing our Snoop tape where he says, what to do, nephew, that we might get arrested, too, the way they're coming down on
well,
that.
What to do, nephew?
Uh-oh. Yeah. How about a pair of tickets to the International Motorcycle Show? It's coming to the Long Beach Convention Center December 8th through the 10th. Plus, we'll throw in two tickets to see the latest from the great Warren Miller. His new film is called Off the Grid. All of that just for being on the air with us.
All right. Let's begin with Eddie in Canoga Park. Good morning, Eddie. What to do, nephew?
What to do, nephew? What to do, baby boo?
Hey, Eddie.
What's going on?
Well, I have a problem here with Mike, Psycho Mike, saying he's Mexican. He ain't no Mexican.
You're not Mexican,
because
Psycho
Mike.
Talking
about how a guy was going to throw a battery on him, and he went and he called the store manager.
Right, right.
A real Mexican would have grabbed the battery and smacked him across the face with it and told him, you ain't...
Psycho Mike, what about that?
You yeah.
Smack
a
him
real
over
Mexican would have done, Mike.
You got me there, Eddie. I guess. Got to turn in my Mexican card.
Yeah. Look, if you don't solve problems with violence, you can't be a true Mexican, apparently, according to Eddie.
Eddie.
Exactly. We slap them around. That's what we do. We don't call the cops. We call the homies.
All right, Eddie. Don't you understand that words can hurt people? Don't you understand that, Eddie?
Don't spread your racist stereotypes.
Eddie, do you have an accent? Do you like to eat beans?
That's what our lawyers think. All right, let's go to Eric in Whittier. Eric, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What to do, nephew?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how's the moon, Eddie?
Is your head out the window Eddie, right now as you drive?
From the North Pole.
I'm actually reading meters.
Reading? Oh, you're up. You're up.
Boo.
Boo.
You mean like a gas meter?
Yeah, but he's got a good strength.
Like gas meters?
Yes.
Oh, gas meters. Yeah. Okay, I take my boo back. Okay. I apologize.
It's not a meter maid.
It's
a
meter meters. Yeah. All right, so you're driving down Sunset. What'd you see?
Ryan Seacrest fell flat on his face.
Did the wind knock him over because he weighs about 30 pounds?
You saw him walking down the street and trip on something and fall on his face?
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
Did he do that recovery, like, jump up really fast?
Look around.
Like, no one saw him.
Oh, yeah. The whole deal. It was amazing.
I'm guessing he cried. Did he just fall into the sidewalk or onto the ground or something? Did he fall into one of the Queer Eye's crotches? Did you see?
Wow.
I'm just asking.
Did you pull a muscle there, reaching for that one, Ben? Are you okay?
I was just asking what he fell into.
That was going to need a chiropractor after that.
That went south really quickly. I mean, that was just good and then bad.
He fell into one of the Queer Eye's crotches.
What?
Fell into his colostomy hole.
Man, oh, man.
Wow.
Just asking.
Kelsey in Moore Park. Good morning. What to do, nephew?
Good morning.
What to do, baby boo?
I have a celebrity sighting.
Yes?
Okay.
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
What?
They were. Yeah.
When?
About a week and a half ago.
Week and a half ago.
Well, they do have kids. I mean, were they lovey-dovey?
No. It was at my brother's football game. And so he's like 9 years old and their son was playing on the opposing team.
But so they were there to watch the game.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, that's cool. Did it look like they were back together?
No. Tommy actually showed up with like his posse around halftime.
His posse.
Around halftime he showed up.
Yeah. The little kids.
After he woke up.
That's good of him.
The greatest part was halftime when Pamela had oranges and she was running down the field for a total Baywatch run. Oh. All the guys are just gawking.
I need to go watch that soccer game.
Imagine her running with those.
Are you kidding? Yeah. What, did she just do a lap so everybody can see how hot she was when
boogada,
she runs?
Boogada, 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 boogada. Just those speed bags bouncing up and down.
That rules. And then Tommy Lee reached across the field with his penis and took one. Thanks for the call, Kelsey.
An orange, I hope you mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to Julie in
Maybe
Los Angeles.
Tommy Lee fell into one of the Queer Eye's crotches.
Julie, what to do, baby boo?
What do you do, nephew?
Another fantastic celebrity sighting. Go ahead.
That's right. Okay, so I worked last Saturday at Starbucks. Well, I don't care anymore because I got fired.
Excellent.
Good job.
Well, I was in the register, and the line was pretty big, and K-Fed walks in. Yeah, with like about 30 people.
Sure.
And they all sit down. They all use up all the chairs, and they all sit down. And he gets, I guess... He's the only one that was going to get something to drink. So he gets in line, his phone rings, and he gets out of the line, and he starts walking around for like 10 minutes talking on his phone just around the Starbucks.
Right.
And then, you know, a different group of people, and, you know, were in line by that time that he finished the phone.
So now he's out of line.
Yeah. So okay. Then the line is pretty big, so he decided to go to the front. And then he says, well, you know what? I was here already, but I just got out of the line. Before I could even say anything, the guy that was already ordering, mm-hmm. he's like this big, huge black guy, I guess. he says, well, I don't care. I'm here now. I'm ordering. And he says, do you know who I am? And I quote, he says, did you know I can have you smoked if I wanted?
Yeah! Oh. Wait a minute.
I can have you smoked.
Kevin Federline not only said yes. The six greatest words in the English language, don't you know who I am, but
yeah.
I can have you smoked?
A yes. Death threat for an order at Starbucks.
And the guy just started laughing. He says, you're a nobody.
That's the best.
That's yeah. Awesome.
So then my manager, he's like 5 feet. He's like a little midget already.
Right.
He comes out and he tells them, you know what? I don't want any trouble here. If you guys don't leave, I'm going to call the cops. So, you know, all his guys and Kevin Federline ended up leaving.
That's a great celebrity sighting. Awesome. Did you get fired because of that incident or something else? something else. Okay.
Something else.
What was it? Who were you having sex with and where? Having sex with somebody in the store.
Well, I didn't know that they had cameras in the back because they didn't when I started working there last year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then I guess somebody had been stealing some of the coffee beans in the back or something.
So they put a camera back there.
And then they put a camera just like a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't know, and the guys didn't know, so we were just messing around.
The guys? Did you say the guys?
How many guys were you with?
You said the guys didn't know. How many guys were there?
Two.
Oh,
Julie's a goer. You're the greatest call we've ever had. You have everything good in one phone call.
You rule so hard.
I didn't know. So, you know, I mean, I got the call, like, that happened on a Saturday.
Right.
And then I got the phone call at Sunday night when I was supposed to go in for, like, at 6 o'clock. And then I got the call, like, around 5 and said, you know what, can you come a little bit early or something? And I'm thinking, okay, cool, you know, they want me to work extra. So I get there, and then I see the two guys in the office.
Aww.
And then, you know, so I kind of knew what had happened.
Hey, Julie?
Yeah.
Is it possible to get your hands on the security video?
I kind of wanted to.
Sure.
My friend is the manager, so I'm kind of like.
Please.
I'm kind of trying to do him a favor, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
we do. Believe
me. Tape.
If I were Julie's boss, I would have called her on Sunday night and said, you get a $5 raise. As long as you keep doing that thing in the back where I can have a camera watching you.
No, you know what? The manager who fired me was the GM, and she actually liked one of the guys that I was.
Ah,
I think that's what more.
So you were just having sex with one of the wrong guys.
Yeah.
A woman scorned.
Yes. That's right.
Julie is a goer.
No kidding.
Two guys in the Starbucks, and she's going to do the manager to get the tape.
I love her.
Yeah.
That's morally casual attitudes right there. That's what we vote for.
We say put out as much as you have to get that tape.
Of course.
All right. All right, Julie. Thank you.
Where are you working next, Julie? I want to get a job there.
My God, apparently the manager asked her and she said,
I like meat.
That's awesome.
You know, it's kind of hard. I'm not going to attempt
to
top it. In a three-way one phone call.
I know, it's great.
We can't top Julie, but let's do Lewis and Glendora real quick.
Have you smoked,
this really
dog?
This is a great story if you haven't heard this one. It's
Wait a
for
minute.
Real,
Let
too.
Me see if I got this straight. You've already determined the call's not going to be as good.
So Let's go down the other side of the mountain is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying it's still a worthwhile call. It's just don't expect Julie fireworks. That's all I'm saying.
Why end on a good one?
Yeah, why?
Louie and Glendora, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're good.
Good. I don't know. Talk about wanting your husband killed. I don't know if you guys heard about this couple that his husband's laying down in his Lazy Boy. The wife comes behind him, shoots him with a shotgun behind the Lazy Boy. The bullets take pretty much, the Lazy Boy takes the absorbance of the guns, of the bullets there. And pretty much the guy gets up and says, you shot me. The wife shoots again, misses him. And pretty much the guy fled to the neighbor and gets away, and later on they arrest the wife.
He got shot at point blank two times, and she missed?
With a shotgun.
You know how hard it is to miss with
him.
A shotgun?
She hit him by went in the Lazy Boy.
The way I heard it is that she was like making Thanksgiving dinner or something, and he was just sitting on his fat ass in the Lazy Boy watching football, and she kept calling like, hey, I need some help in there. Hey, come in here. And he just sat there in the chair, and she pulled out a shotgun, like Lewis says, and shot from behind the Lazy Boy, like from the kitchen into the living room, and the shell just went right into the Lazy Boy and stopped before it hit him.
Wow. That's awesome. You got to help that woman when she's cooking.
Yeah, you know?
You sure do.
Overreaction could be applied in this situation.
No, how dare you? How dare you suggest that?
She said, I can have you smoked. You're not helping me cook.
I could have you smoked.
Maybe he meant if you stand next to him because he smokes so much, you get smoked.
I don't think that's what he meant. Don't think it's what he meant. Mm.
In retrospect, not a disaster to take Louie's call, right? That was okay, right?
No, no. I'm still thinking about the three-way in the back of the Starbucks with K-Fed. It's the perfect call. You'll never get a call that good again, ever.
I knew instantly that it was for having sex. You could tell from her voice that she was having sex. That's why she got fired.
She's taking on two coworkers in the back.
Yes.
Never did I meet these women when I was working my menial jobs.
I agree.
I've had a million menial jobs. Nobody was pulling me in the back of the Toys R Us and the loading dock doing me.
I want to thank our guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today, including Ben Miners. He is the production manager of a company called iLane. It's I-L-A-N-E, iLane.com. If you want to figure out a way to get a device next year where you can check your email while you drive, that is going to be available. Also, thanks to our pal Dr. Mo, chief of surgery in San Pedro. You can look for him on Untold Stories of the ER tonight at 9 o'clock on TLC.
Tomorrow morning, we have an all-new Kevin and Bean Show for you. We have the Kevin and Brittany version of the show. We have K-Fed at the House of Blues. He was playing there this past Wednesday when Omar went crazy and threw stuff and got escorted out, and Dave the King of Mexico was riding around on his back. We have a CD of the audio from that show.
Oh, no kidding.
So tomorrow we're going to be able to play you some highlights of Omar yelling and K-Fed yelling back.
Yes. Omar's lucky he didn't get smoked.
He is. That's true, because I didn't realize K-Fed had that power.
I didn't either.
And also, Britney Spears, on her side, she has a book report. And we have that as well.
She's auctioning off a book report to raise money for her charity. And apparently she wrote this in high school. And she allegedly read the book Antigone, the Greek drama. And she wrote a book report on it. And we obtained a page from that book report. Awesome. And it's freaking magical.
Also, tomorrow we're going to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com about Britney's vagina and Pam and Kid Rock and all those stories that are going on. Britney's vagina, by the way, just added to the Acoustic Christmas.
Oh, they're good.
Speaking of which, the most important thing about tomorrow morning to know is it's 7:15 tomorrow morning, 7:15 tomorrow morning. All you people that have been asking when the tickets go on sale.
How do I buy tickets?
We will tell you how. We will tell you when, at least how, coming up tomorrow morning at 7:15. Make sure you tune in if you want to buy those tickets.
You're so subtle.
I know.
Cat Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. How about the new one from Fallout Boy? That'll be included. Linkin Park, 30 Seconds to Mars, Social D, Gorillaz, New Incubus, and more right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.